record button. Hold on. Black here. Hold on, Black here.
Hang up.
All right. Should we try Deborah? I think she just got off work, so she'll be a mess on the phone as usual, but that's how it always
is. I'm sure that, you know, she'll be in the car with her driver.
Does she have a driver? Like
apparently. I mean, she said something about, I'll just bring my computer and my mixer in the car.
She's like one of those fancy racists like Paula Deen, right?
Mm-hmm.
See, I'm going to compete with, because I don't care if you're eating this time, because I'm eating turd.
Imagine the other day I stepped into the elevator in a building and it smelled like a McDonald's salad. It was horrible.
How do you know what a McDonald's salad smells like?
Well, I don't. Their lips has a very distinct smile.
Cheryl, I don't have Deborah on this account. Do you know what?
Well, why don't you add her? Her name's Deborah Wilkerson.
I know her name, but she didn't come in.
I'll send you her contact.
Yeah, that would be nicer.
Yep.
Add PayPal.
There you go.
That'd be good. Mm-hmm. Now that Microsoft owns it, it's much better.
Ah, it is.
Okay. Add. Okay, I sent her a contact request. Anyway.
We need some carrot cake. It's delicious.
Fresh? Mm-hmm. Where you buy that? Where you get that at?
I bought it at the Pathmark.
You don't have a Pathmark there.
Yeah.
In Red Bank? Mm-hmm. I thought they didn't have those anymore. I thought you just had the AIDS and P. Mm-hmm. Very good. Would you like to know what's in my salad? Chocolate. Oh, oops, it's not vegan.
I like the sandwiches joke at the Pork Belly. It's delicious.
What about vegan jokes? Did you see that vegan humor post?
Don't get people started.
What people?
You listen, turds. They go crazy.
They don't care about vegan. The only one that... Crab Vagina is the only vegan listener.
Yes.
The only vegan listener. Mikey Pod doesn't listen, and he got banned. Anyway. And Fly Swatter.
Yeah, right.
Banned. I had to block him. He was working my nerves.
Really?
Yes. He was stalking me on that new nice thing. You know what he said to me? He said, Madge, maybe if you hate everything, maybe you're the problem. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I blocked him. Solid.
So, Madge, where's Debbie, number one?
She sent me a message that says Big John. I don't know what that means, but...
Big John.
Her status is 700 Club, but... I guess that's normal. Is that normal? Mm-hmm. We have to talk about the sad news that happens today.
Oh, I'm very upset.
But we'll discuss it in a moment.
Yeah,
hey, I'm
on the two.
Mm-hmm. Deb?
Little Debbie.
Let's see how many hours it takes to connect her this time. Oh, no.
Debbie?
I watched a show about boarding.
Hello?
Hi, honey. Squish sound, squish sound. Here, I have a little intro song.
The share will put it in a prolapse. The share will push it in a prolapse. The share will push it in a prolapse to see how much she could get back in. And knew all that she could fit. And knew all that she could fit was half of her goddamn layups, but the other half of her layups. The other half of her layups was sitting outside her ass coon.
So.
Can't be true.
Who died? Cheryl, why don't you tell us?
Marcia Annam.
And what was his other name? Trusky, I know you're sad. He was
fine. Hey, what y'all did gone to.
We lost our second, what you had, what y'all did. Her second. Why do they keep dying and they have the same shaped head? Did you see that video where he can't get in the car? Cher. Geraldine.
I think he's here.
He's in the spirit realm?
No, I think he's literally right in front of me.
Can you have him talk?
Oh, yeah, this is him. Pretty sure.
Marcel, how are you? Marcel.
I'm in a picture of him. He can't talk. He's just sitting there.
Let's see that picture.
Oh, you're talking about... You think he's going to have this viewing at that funeral home that's got the drive-through window?
No, because I'm sure the family's too fat, and he's probably too fat.
Well, they have to drive through Wendy.
God rest his
and
soul.
They don't got a log.
Jesus, Deborah, what did you do to me? I can't log in. It wants me to log into some website to see a fucking picture. It says...
Into Scott?
It says... it says... Yes, because it's just... My device is
fucked. Your device
fucked.
Doesn't support Skype's new photo sharing features yet.
Right.
It's that shit.
A new iPhone.
All right. I want to eat, but I also want to play... I was trying to find out what your hedge watcher will do the second's last. What were his last words?
I'm hungry.
No, I mean, what was his last video? Your hedge watcher did too.
Look on the Ustream.
I've been trying to look on the Ustream.
Well, there's only one way to commemorate his honor is it's to eat yourself as large as him.
I'm on it, honey. Don't you worry about that.
Are you at a drive-through?
Me?
No, mm-hmm. Debbie said. Where you going to?
Yeah, where you at? Where you at?
And who's driving? Are you driving?
What y'all had? What y'all deed? I'm searching.
Debbie, are you driving?
Deed. I'm gonna see what comes up. Oh, this is what comes up when I search for what you had, what y'all did. Let's see what this is. Here.
I have to tell him.
No.
Tell me what?
Leave me a fucking alone.
Is a woman.
I got Wendy's.
I think your family is incredible. It's a privilege to be witness to you guys.
I hate when people do that.
Hey, sweetie, it's a sugar candy, and you're watching Sweet Addictions TV.
Okay.
Yes, honey. So what's the business? How have y'all been? You been good? You been good, child? So listen, I know it's been a minute, honey. I don't even remember the last time I did a damn video or what the hell it was about.
Are y'all done?
But,
Man?
What? What? Something wrong?
What happened?
What's wrong?
Why you ain't talking?
I am talking. You don't hear me? God damn it. Cher.
Yeah, I'm right here.
Hold on. Hello?
Yep.
Oh, hello. How about this? You hear me now?
Thank you.
I had you in the wrong in-hole, just like last time. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you wonderfully.
You weren't hearing the holder vision.
You know, you grew up and busy. You know... I went to Cancun, then when I came back for a little bit, we had left for family vacation.
See, what happened is I searched for what you all did, what y'all had, and it brings up this girl. So I guess I got to search by his Christian name, Marcella Anna.
Girls.
Marcella Anna.
Chicken Marcella.
Chicken. Wait, where's the one? It's like...
Did y'all hear what I said?
Chick? No.
I said I'm at the Wendy's and I got the new pork fries. Cheese
they don't have
fries.
Pork fries. What are pork
They're
fries?
So good.
What is? You're not very vegan.
It's not very paleo. A bunch of potatoes with pulled pork meat and onion and cheese. Oh, it's so good to me.
What was that one call where he needs help and he's in that car? Does anybody know? He in the car and he needs help getting in the car, but nobody will help him. Damn it. T-shirt, I guess this is his last one.
Praise the Lord, everybody. How you doing? You know who this is, don't you? It's your big boy. Yeah, it's me, Marcel. Listen, I'm on my way to North Carolina, and I'm in this vehicle just clowning. Oh, my God. But listen, a general statement was made about, you know, kind of like matchmaking or something like that. And I'm not going to call her name, you know, but an individual in the van... Mm-hmm. Y'all ride in the van too, right? So an individual in the van, you know, this ain't a church, it's a regular thing. But the individual in the van, I'm talking about something. I'm taken. So I'm like, didn't nobody ask you to yell out that you taken. He know you got a boyfriend. He probably look like that. He don't look like me. But she just had the voice that she was taking. I ain't gonna point no elbows or none. Well, I can't anyway. I can't relive my arm. But anyway, she back.
I don't understand that.
What's up, y'all? It's your boy, Marcel. I'm on my laptop chilling. I got this link about spiritfilledtees.com.
Oh, no, not that one. I watched a really
Marcel
good one today.
Adams, new single entitled Keep Praying.
He was trying to get in the good damn car.
Praise the Lord, everybody. It's your boy, Marcel Adams. I'm chilling like ever. Look, I just wanted to quickly get on here, tell everybody Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. I love you, and I love you for real. I want you to know it. I want you to know it. I love you.
What's that music?
What music? That?
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Isn't
hey,
it
for South Carolina. I'm here for you all for 2 days. I'm so excited. Charleston, South Carolina, thank you. Y'all were so hospitable to me. Showed me so much love. I love y'all so much. We enjoyed last
night. I can't find the one where he's trying to get in the car. I swear I was just looking at it earlier today. Does anybody know? Can you guys find me the link? If somebody puts in the chat room.
Oh, he was what? Like,
which I had much or did too.
Oh, Lord. Okay. I sent you, well, I didn't send you that link, but I sent you something later to play when you get to. What are these people doing?
I don't see.
They held up this whole goddamn Wendy's line for
I like didn't get nothing from you.
Minutes, and now they're stopped.
What did you send me? No. Oh, there. That Cheryl sent me something. I play this.
I can't go. So I can't go if they don't go.
I told the bitch, I'm fat. Yeah. You ugly.
This Geeks?
I can fix fat. You can't fix ugly.
Oh, Geeks. It's
okay. Fucking rich.
Is that Geeks?
Pass me a drink, I'm important. Kisses on the cheek, I'm important. Mirrors on my hand, I'm important. I'm coming through, bitch, I'm gorgeous. 30 on the chain, I'm important. Nigga, where the champagne, I'm pouring. You already know I'm important. I'm important, bitch, I'm important. I'm important, bitch. Walking through the club, everybody know my damn name. Getting hella rich. Got a bottle in my hand, spent 30 on my damn chain. Big shit cracking, I got big shit cracking. Yeah, talking about money, I got big shit stacking.
She's very big. Is that
she's
that's not geek? Who is that?
It's not
geeks. I thought it was geeks.
I kind of liked it though, to be kind of. I
do too. And if your wings went off the track to the deep. What I don't like about it is she doesn't once mention her size.
I'm large. It should be cool.
I'm huge and I'm fired. What about that? What's her name? Chris Athey. You know, Chris Athey finally accepted my friend request.
God bless.
On Skype also, by the way.
Now you switch names.
Oh, oops.
Why do you switch names so that our number shows up differently?
No.
Listen, did you get the Facebook message when it sent you?
How many different fucking things do you have to use to talk to me?
Because Facebook won't let you copy the links, you know. They want you to stay in their ecosystem.
Like, who sent me this picture of a fat me being fat from 2010?
I sent you a goddamn link.
What the fuck is that?
You almost made me run a red light.
Okay, fine.
How can I be fake, Ellie Kane, if that's your real fucking name? All the pictures is of me. All the videos is of me and my mom, Cindy. You see that lady right there behind me? Well, that's my mom, Cindy. So see, I am not fake, you ugly-looking bitch. Talk, Cindy.
Yeah, you ugly monkey. Go climb on another tree and jump off on the other side. Next time, if you harass my daughter, she will get you on her ass.
One. I am pregnant with my son, Frederick Jr.
Yeah.
I'll be 5 months tomorrow, and he's kicking the shit out of me right now.
Yeah.
My dad died 3 weeks ago tomorrow at 6:18 a.m.
Yeah.
My husband's real. He's in the living room watching TV. He doesn't like drama. What do you think? I delete him in the first play off my fucking count.
Right.
But I have him under my family page.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You moron.
And in 2000, back in 2000, I was 12 years old, turning 13. 2005, I was 19, turning 20. I was born in 1986. I should know how old I was in all them stupid pictures of me. Since they're my fucking pictures.
Yeah.
This is not a wig. It's fucking real. If it was a wig, it'll fucking come off right about now.
Yeah.
I dyed it black. You like my shirt?
Yeah.
It says Mount Vernon, because that's where I actually live.
Hometown.
I lied, said I lied in spring, so when I didn't. Yeah. My brothers, Jackson and Daniel, they're fucking dead also.
Cool.
Daniel was my twin, in case you guys didn't know. He died at 3 days old. A smallpox. We both had it. He died and I survived. My brother Jackson died at the age of 27.
Mm-hmm.
In a car wreck.
Last year, on his birthday. This year, August 2nd, he'll be 28. My sister Lucy is not fake either. She's real. And she turned 14 October 14th. Well, she'll be 15 this October.
Yeah, and plus she went on a camping trip. Well, leave her alone. And then you need my family alone also. You fucking moron. You monkey face.
Oh, and my Aunt Donna, my grandma's Millie Staley, and my Aunt Margaret. Them dead pictures of them, well, they are dead also, and they're not fake.
Turn
I should know. I was in their rooms when they died.
Yeah, and I was too.
Madge.
Shut up, Cheryl.
But
this is good.
We don't like to kiss her ass.
So wait till my son turns a year old, me and my husband, we'll be pregnant again.
Oh.
Yes, I am 24. She's 53. And she is...
I'm 25.
Not 80. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So if you don't like a KMA.
By the way, she does wear fucking bras. She has one on right now. I don't have on right now. I don't have on right now because I don't sleep with the bra on at night.
Yeah.
Let's see anything else. Oh, and Peter is too alive. He's not dead. No, I did not run him over.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. You know what we should do? We should have Cheryl look through the... Because they're basically looking through YouTube comments. I think Cheryl should look at some of the Walls Fall Out YouTube comments and reply.
That's a good idea.
Isn't it? Thanks.
Yeah. No.
What about that, Cheryl? What do you think about that?
No.
Oh,
I
you...
Like how...
Too big
Sorry,
to twerk.
I had to mention this. I love how when she's like...
Wait. What'd you say?
I'm just saying, I just liked how she was like, yeah, Heather died in a car wreck. Yeah.
It kind of reminded me of you and Cheryl, like your mama. You're the mama, Deborah. And also reminded me of Alexis Tyler when she had that her mother on.
But man,
yeah.
She said she had small. And she looks very native. Do you think she's a native?
She got a mustache. I know that.
I know. We're going to twerk.
Smallpox blankets. Mm-hmm. That's what, that would be a good online meme, man.
Is it evil if I give somebody smallpox instead of blankets? Come on, Cheryl.
Yeah.
I even twerk while I'm getting the mail.
Yeah.
She twerks and she gets the mail.
This is retarded.
That's why I got your sheet more, because I can't deal with this chick no more.
In other words, when she starts that, you put the sheet over
her. Yes, Lord. Yes, yes.
She says she is the queen of the Tennessee twerkers.
She twerked all over Tennessee.
What bothers you the most?
I had a fundraiser. Less fortunate kids to get toys and stuff. Yeah. So she asked me, could she call me? I said, sure, yeah, the more the merrier, we need the money.
Right.
I can see her, but she can't see me.
Right.
Okay? Up steps Lisa.
Yeah.
With this long coat on. I'm like,
oh, no.
Oh, no. Good.
Her name's Letha.
We need the moon.
Her name is Letha. Not Lisa. Letha. L-E-H-E-H-A. Letha.
Letha injection.
Whoever wrote the name down on the certificate had a lisp or something.
She takes the coat off.
Right.
She got this fishnet long gown on with a swimming suit up under the sweat. Yeah. I hit the back door, Morton.
Here's the story. You and she started to walk. You wanted to, you know, be in good physical shape, so you wanted to start walking.
I've lost 25 pounds.
Walk.
She's going to walk with me.
And?
Okay, we start walking. And she twerk, and she twerk. Twerk. Oh!
She's not walking, she's twerking.
I hit the bushes.
You hit the bushes?
I hit the bushes. I'm like, no, you not gonna embarrass me like this. No.
Hell no.
I'm not gonna come out there with you doing that. Pull the clothes down. Pull the pants up.
Yeah.
Everybody, the Tennessee twerker, here's Letha. Here she is.
Sponsor.
Yes, I got it. Thank you very much. Sorry, I'm doing my messages. Why is Maury still alive? He's like 1,000.
All right.
It up. No, Maury. Right, is he twerking with
you? Mm-hmm.
He's gonna twerk
Think
so
about
much.
This. Walking down the street like
twerk.
This. I mean, what is
Letha.
This?
Letha. Letha.
She can keep this seat, Maury.
The Tennessee twerker.
Yes, I am.
She beak.
Be proud. Look at be that. Be Look at that.
All right, now.
Look at that.
Get her out of the stage.
No, it's funny, though, because nothing seems to be going on. I need some help. Can you help me, please?
I know. I'm trying.
Please.
I'm
trying. Need no help, Maury. Yes, you do, Maury.
How can
yes,
you go?
Do.
How can you go to that fundraiser?
They got A grade kids.
Eight what?
What? A grade kids?
No,
you have grandkids?
Yes, Maury.
Oh.
See you doing this?
She's 40. Letha has 8 grandkids.
Mm-hmm.
How the fuck
eight
does
grandkid.
That?
8 grandkids. 8 grandkids.
Yes, 8 grandkids.
Plural or singular?
8. I thought she said she was in 8th grade. Yeah, we'll play it again. Listen.
But she said kids.
Keep this seat, Maury.
The Tennessee twerker.
Yes, I am.
I am.
They try so good for me.
Look at that.
All right, now.
Look at that.
Nah.
Please, no. She don't need to do that, Mark. I need some help. Can you help me, please?
I know. I'm trying.
Please, need no help, Mark.
Yes, you do, Mark.
How can
yes,
you,
you
go? go? How can you go to that fundraiser?
She got eight grandkids.
Eight what?
Eight grandkids, Mars. You don't need
no, you have grand.
Okay, Deborah.
Okay.
Eight grandkids. But kid is plural, okay?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So just one, yeah. eight. Maybe they're all a joint.
No, eight. It's a figure. It's the way she talks. Oh. It's like saying eight grandchildren.
Eight grandchildren.
Mm. Eight grandkids. Wait, you guys. I have a surprise that none of you know about.
Well, I think I might know.
No, you don't. Do you?
Does it have to do with us getting flown out to the Bahamas, getting raped by one of that man?
And raped?
Cleops.
What?
Cleops.
How do you know?
Well, you mentioned something to me that you had new Cleops, but that's Eop.
I did? Mm-hmm. Well, I guess it's not a surprise then, but guess what? I have new Sylvia Brown clips in my secret double holder.
But she's dead.
But they're still new. Wait, and I also have special artwork for...
She's podcasting from the grave.
Yeah.
Manch, did you Facebook sponsor post?
Shut up.
Sorry.
I don't do that. Okay, so here... First of all, we have some artwork. This is Deborah.jpg. This is for you, Deborah. Do you see it?
How about you send that one to the little girly? Make it happen.
What little girly?
Me, Christian.
A grandkid?
Text it to me.
Oh, text it.
Oh, I just want to run myself.
I can't text it yet because I don't want to
Oh yeah, let's not
show
that.
The screen.
How about we send it on Skype?
Oh, look at this. She's winking at us from the other side. Yeah. You like that wink?
Mm. Oh, you got it. It's gorgeous. It's gorgeous. These fries are so good. It
reminds me of when I wink my vagina. And then this is Rilch the wig. Oh, this is an ugly Rilch. Typical yet ugly. She looks burnt, honey.
Can we put these in like an art gallery?
No.
For reals? Why not?
Yeah. Uh-huh. The gallery owners are lining
look
up.
Me.
Okay, you ready for the audio clips?
Oh, that outfit is
the
nice.
New. I seen the one, the $1 million art place the other day, and it's all invisible, and he's selling invisible works of art.
That was fake news, honey.
Oh.
Okay, here we go with new clips. Addicted.
And we need donations to make clothes.
Okay, addicted to research.
And I'm also addicted to research.
Airy fairy weirdo.
I don't want to be some airy fairy weirdo. I want to be a teacher.
This is album art with terrible talents. I'm not going to show that. That's a surprise for later. Okay, alien.mp3.
Just kept my mouth shut and felt like an alien.
Okay, this is amazing Angelina.
A few of my ancestors and my amazingly gifted granddaughter, Angelia, have psychokinetic power, which is the ability to manipulate tangible objects psychically.
Psychically. This next one is called And, which I expect to be really good.
You should have heard yourself. And. So much information. And. Where did all of that come from? And. It was like you were someone else. And.
Career path.
I was 19 years old when I embraced Francine as a legitimate part of my life, graduated from college, and became, almost as a diversion, a full-fledged licensed witch.
Yeah!
I have never won an argument with Francine, including that one.
Yeah,
she convinced me to give channeling a try.
Yeah.
Channeling? Is that like vaginal channeling?
Yeah.
This is char-grilled flesh.
I wasn't sure exactly what it meant, but I was sure I preferred that to seeing her completely engulfed in an inferno with her flesh burned and charred.
Children and animals, this is for you, Deborah.
For another thing, the most psychic beings on this earth are children and animals.
And this one is called Chirp.
Francine had been chirping away to me on a regular basis for 11 years by then.
Remember, because Francine talks like a chipmunk.
I didn't hear.
Francine,
because Deborah's talking.
Francine had been chirping away to me on a regular basis for 11 years by then.
Okay, this is called... Deborah, did you need to say something before I go to the next one?
I was going to say the reason that... Cheryl will probably know more about the kids, but I know about the animals. The reason they're more psychokinetic psychically is because it's true, because they always know when I'm close. I always know. The horsey and the husky always know.
Wait a second. Right.
Well, he does it so he does a hubba hubba in my ear. Huh? I'm getting... I don't want to say no more.
You should have heard yourself, and...
Oh, wait, sorry, I skipped some, because Deborah made me laugh. Clairvoyant night vision. That MP3.
They never threatened me, or even paid much attention to me. They just mingled and went about their business until a light came on, at which time they probably became invisible to my clairvoyant night vision.
Not funny.
What the fuck does that even mean?
It is too funny, you dumb little... Conk. Why don't you go eat some fucking Cheez-Its and shove them in your pussy? Conkedout.mp3.
Only my body, the vehicle I had traveled in during this lifetime, had conked out.
Crazy.
Yeah,
I felt abnormal all my life, and now here was a handy textbook that listed the 8 symptoms of schizophrenia, 4 of which might as well have had a little photo of me beside them, as far as I was concerned. The more I read, the more I studied, and the more I added things up, the more impossible it became to ignore the obvious. I was crazy.
Dead baby.
The answer to questions like, how could a loving God be cruel to someone who doesn't deserve it? Or, how could he let this innocent baby or this wonderful person die too soon? Is very simple. He couldn't.
Do you see that?
They would blithely mill around in a room full of people, seemingly unnoticed by everyone but me. 2 dimensions superimposed over each other, and both of them equally real. And I finally stopped bothering to ask my parents or my sister, do you see that? He was very curious about Francine and had attended several of her lectures about theology and the other side. And one day he asked if I would be willing to trance so that he could test my heroin.
Elijah comes.
I was absent, in a way, for one of Elijah's most remarkable efforts at checking it out. Now we know that in one of his other incarnations, Elijah was very widely recognized as being Elijah. As always, Elijah does come, but I tell you that Elijah has already come.
Everyone loves Francine.
Francine had stepped in and taken my place. And by the way, they loved her and hoped she would come back soon. Harold Bloom's The Book of Jay, Delane Pagel's series on the Gnostic Gospels, Eileen Garrett's work, to Carl Jung, to Joseph Campbell, to Edgar Cayce, to the teachings of Buddha and Mohammed, to the Tantrics, to the Egyptian Book of the Dead, to the Bhagavad Gita, to the Theosophical Society, to the Shinto, to the Rosicrucians, to the Talmud and the Quran. Polonius of Tyrania, a Greek spiritual healer and teacher who was a contemporary of Christ. The Essenes or Gnostics, priests, yogis, Tibetan monks, nuns, ministers, rabbis, and a husband named Willie, who was a wheat farmer.
Willie.
Fat chance.
My response was a less polite version of fat chance.
Firewoman.
Pam was twirling around the room in full witch regalia when she spun too close to the wall heating grate, and suddenly her paper costume ignited and burst into flame. Purely on impulse, I threw her to the ground and rolled an area rug around her, extinguishing the fire even before my parents could rush into the room at the sound of Pam's terrified screams.
You sound skeptical.
Not only was my psychic vision of her surrounded by flames a bit less violent than the melting faces and diseased organs I'd been subjected to before, and not only did it turn out to be accurate, but I was also convinced it heightened my senses and allowed me to help rather than panic when the vision became a reality just minutes later.
Yeah. Okay.
What?
The moment she stepped in the door, I saw her surrounded by flames, as if she had an aura of fire.
Yeah.
I was in my bedroom brushing my hair, playing with my fleshlight, trying to ignore my certainty that someone I couldn't see was nearby watching me. I thought it might be a useful tool for helping people stop smoking and lose weight.
Let's hear that again.
I was in my bedroom brushing my hair, playing with my fleshlight, trying to ignore my certainty that someone I couldn't see was nearby watching me. I thought it might be a useful tool for helping people stop smoking and lose weight.
Floating lung.
Try having a normal childhood when some repairman or family friend stops by and all you see is a diseased liver or tumor-ravaged lung floating through the living room.
Madge.
Yeah?
Madge, you need to isolate playing with my fleshlight.
Okay. I'm going to lighten it.
I was in my bedroom brushing my hair.
Okay, hold on. I'll put it in now before I forget. I'll do that now. Where's my holder vision holder of the holder? Hold on. Here, let's find my live. Did you mock my squish sound?
Dearest Mother Asnet.
Okay, so. Sorry about that, Belch.
I was in my bedroom brushing my hair, playing with my fleshlight, trying to ignore my certainty that someone I couldn't see was nearby watching people stop smoking and lose weight. Playing with my fleshlight, trying to ignore my certainty that someone I could...
Let me see.
Playing with my fleshlight. Playing with my fleshlight. Playing with my fleshlight. Playing with my fleshlight.
That good, Cheryl?
Yes.
You like that? Okay.
Yeah.
Consider it cropped.
Hey, girl.
Playing with my fleshlight.
Picking up dog, you know what?
Playing with my fleshlight.
Okay, then we have floating lung fool.
And one thing I am not is a fool.
Well.
Francine description.
Her real name is Iena, but for reasons no one can quite remember, I immediately insisted on calling her Francine instead. She speaks to me in a voice that's transformed into a high chirping sound as it makes a transition from her dimension to mine. With my permission, she also speaks through me, using my voice while I trance, oblivious to what goes on in my absence until I'm told about it later or hear her on tape. She's 5'9", rail thin, with elegant long-fingered hands and waist-length black hair that she wears in a thick braid. She said self-inflicted gunshot wound to the right temple with an exit wound below the left ear. She is slow-eyed, and her looks are exotic, almost Egyptian, with her olive skin and huge dark eyes.
You know, it sounds like they're about to fuck, doesn't it?
I was about to say, oh my God, it's Rachel Cann.
Francine's first time with Sylvia.
Sponsored.
I didn't get my first actual glimpse of Francine until I was 18 and in college. And when she appeared, I very deliberately closed my eyes and turned away.
I think Francine is a metaphor for pussy. Francine, the multidimensional chipmunk.
Now that I had fully accepted Francine and at the risk of sounding like an ingrate, I began complaining to her about her high-pitched chipmunk-like chirp. And ask if she couldn't find some slower, lower octave, less irritating way to communicate. She explained again that she couldn't control the distortion of the sound of her voice as it traveled from her dimension to mine. I was also smug when I announced it in my farewell speech to this symptom of my dementia I had known for so many years as Francine. She listened with her usual patience and didn't argue with me, or defend herself even once. But she did ask me to indulge her in one little demonstration before I permanently declared her unreal. For the first time since I met her, she was going to materialize. We dimmed the lights a little, at her request, so as not to hurt her eyes on her first physical trip to this dimension in several centuries or so, she said. And then we waited. But not for long. You and your family saw Francine with your own eyes. She's real, which means that you're perfectly sane.
Francine was here.
Francine was here, talking through you. I was furious. And since I was born psychic into a family with a 300-year psychic lineage, that I'm already genetically goofy anyway, and likely to fall for every harebrained supernatural woo-woo rumor that comes along. I'll never forget lying in my bed in the dark watching forms take shape, one after another, until they almost fill the room, as if word had spread through the spirit world that if you want to be seen, there's a party at Sylvia's. I'm goofy enough, I can't afford to be any goofier. I was 5 years old when, at a family dinner, I saw the faces of both my great-grandmothers melting, as if their skin were slowly running down their necks like lava, leaving nothing but their bare skulls behind. I was convinced that I had somehow killed them.
How many clips do you have?
Are you complaining? We're more than half done.
My sister is dead.
Heavy body.
She dropped
I heard the faint, distant voice of a friend I'd left standing beside my hospital bed pleading, Sylvia, don't go. You're so needed. The sensation of returning to Earth made me feel as if a huge rubber band that had been wrapped around my waist and stretched to its limit was now pulling me back. One second my hand was just inches from Grandma Ada, and the next second I was snapped back from her and slammed back into the confining heaviness of my body. Ask him not to show you anything you can't handle, she said. So I did, and he answered the prayers of a frightened child.
Hot yoga.
Everyone in the room was gaping at me. I'm double-jointed, so it was particularly graceless awakening. I was still seated on my chair, but I was bent over with the top of my head resting on the floor between my feet.
I come from God, and we're getting close to lobster.
I come from God, Sylvia. Don't be afraid. If a disembodied voice told you not to be afraid, no matter where it came from, would you just sit there? Me neither.
Me neither. Inherit sex toy.
Again, I complained to Grandma Ada, and she calmly handed me a fleshlight to take to bed with me. Those are strictly human devices, and it worked, thank God.
But she don't have no penis. This is inside Dr. Bill Yardbush.
At around that same age, I discovered that I had the disgusting, involuntary ability to see inside people, including Dr. Bill Yarbrough, like a three-dimensional full-color X-ray.
It's a woman.
It was 20 years ago. I was doing regressive hypnosis on Susan, a client in her late 40s. It's a woman. The tape recorder was running as always. She was between this life and her previous life on the other side, describing a beautiful domed building with aisles of shelves lined with scrolls that seemed to go on and on and on to infinity. She continued walking us both through the Hall of Records, describing out loud exactly what I was silently seeing right along with her, until we arrived at yet another aisle of scrolls, where I saw a beautiful dark-haired woman in a long blue gossamer dress coming towards us. It's a woman. I knew she was Susan's spirit guide, and I knew her name was Rachel. It's a woman. At the moment I just described, we heard Susan's voice. It's a woman. She has dark hair. I don't know why, but I have a feeling she's my spirit guide. It's a woman. And then a third voice, as clear on the tape as Susan's and mine, said, Madam Helena Blavatsky. It's a woman. I still have that tape and many others on which the voices from the other side have called out to us in this dimension, simply wanting us to notice them and let them. I couldn't imagine a lifetime of looking at melting faces and infected organs, and I complained to Grandma Ada, the one person who understood.
Okay, this next one is one of Cheryl's favorite words, lobsters.
My favorite, perhaps, being lompses. Madam Helena Blavatsky, my married name, will now demonstrate her psychic ability by giving readings to any of you who care to volunteer. Me neither. There is a mother god, Asna, who is a female, emotional aspect of the deity. The mother god is some knee-jerk invention of the feminist movement of the 1970s. She has been recognized and revered for more than 25 years. Throughout our tour of the other side, I'll be using masculine pronouns like he and him to refer to God, but only because I find the constant use of he, she, and him, her as annoying to write as it is to hear. But the truth is, the mother God Asna and the father God make up the Godhead together.
The Godhead. But what's father God's name? Like Luther?
That I was not a normal child. My way of condensing, expressing, and celebrating everything I learned through all of that was to found my own church, Nova Spiritus, or New Spirit. I was 42 and having routine surgery when I flatlined and encountered the following common events. The tunnel that immediately appeared, I was doing weight loss hypnotherapy on a new client when he suddenly seemed to lose his mind. Part 3, death, our journey to the other side begins. Sylvia makes the quantum leap. What do you think is as important as any other question in this audiobook? That's ridiculous. And I've never questioned my sanity again. And one thing I am not, it's a woman. She held me, stroked my hair, and explained, as if she'd been expecting this. That was your spirit guide, sweetheart. She's here to help you. And him, her, she, of he, she, and him, her, of he, she, of he, and him, her, she, and him, her, of he, of he, she, and him, her, of he, she, of he, and him, her. I tranced Francine and listened to countless tapes of her lectures on God, theology, and the other side. That's ridiculous. Once again, as it always does sooner or later, the truth survived. The visions kept coming, as powerful and intense as ever, but the images themselves were always more age-appropriate from then on. And then we waited. For one thing, my spirit guide, Francine, whom I'll properly introduce later, swears that one of the most unfortunate words in the English language is fat people.
That's it.
That was horrible.
It was a good time, y'all.
Are we done? Is the show over?
Part 3. I was doing...
Shut her up!
I'm surprised you didn't stop me. Usually you would have stopped me.
No, I actually had a good time listening to it.
I'm just going to save this other one. There's only two that I saved.
That's ridiculous. Okay. Playing with my fleshlight. That's ridiculous. Playing with my fleshlight. On my web. That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
Match. Yeah. I'd like to call Floyd's this evening, and I'm thinking that, well, I know I'm only 25, but I've been thinking about getting some long-term care insurance, because as I get older, I'm thinking that maybe, you know, with this lapse, I'm not going to be able to take care of myself.
Okay. Oh, that reminds me, Cheryl, have you heard of these, this Tumblr about called Dick Slips?
No.
Well, it's like this sort of like a thing where people take pictures of guys whose penises are falling out by mistake in public.
What sounds
out? So I think it's go to it. I think it's dickslips.tumblr or something. So
you're gonna make Debbie go off the road.
Yeah, hello. Dick Slips. See like how there's dicks. Some of them are almost making me forget I'm a lesbian. But anyway.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes, I fucking hear you.
Get with the damn program.
Okay, so do you see the one with the bowl sticking out of the jeans? Do you see that?
No.
It's like the fourth one down. There's the beach guy. Then there's the penis on the green couch. And then there's these bowls coming out of jeans.
Call her back.
What, she hung up?
No.
I want Hello? You. What, Deborah?
What is the? I'm here.
I know. I hear you.
Cheryl said, "Call her back."
I know it's just some cool.
I want you to come. I want to talk about Dick Slips for a second. So, Cheryl, now that you've understood what Dick Slips are, I was hoping you could make a new Tumblr for Lip Slips. Can you do that and just have different pictures of your prolapse? coming out through your jeans, maybe through a petticoat, maybe through some tights. Lips. Can you do that for me, honey?
These don't really look like slips.
Some of them are slips.
Maybe a little tissue, toilet paper on yours.
Some of them are just not a slip at all. Yes, you're right. Dance 10 looks just, 3. What is this one?
A lot of darkies.
Oh, this is horrible. Oh, stop it. Leave me alone. Ugh. Ugh. There's one thing that makes me sick. It's when... Oh, wait. Whose penis is that?
Okay, gave you
Gerard Piquet Trouser Snake. Who's Gerard Piquet?
Gave you a phone number. What happened?
All right, we'll get on that. I just wanted you to do some lips. That's all.
Now, before it's all said and done, you play the last link I sent you.
Okay, but I can't hear you very well. Can you speak up?
Oh, sorry.
That's better.
My name is Jesse and I'm 7 years old. I smoke cigarettes and raw weed.
Hold on, I gotta put Holder Vision on.
Okay.
My favorite drink is whiskey. If you don't like it, you can shut the f*** up. When my mom says I have to go to school, I punch her, I kick her, and slap her. When my mom gets in my face, I say, shut the f*** up, you stupid bitch. When my mom cries, I laugh at her face. I'm 7 and no one can tell me what the f*** to do. Shut the f*** up!
This is not the way I raised her. I take her to church every Sunday.
My name is Candace, and I am 9 years old. I call my mother a stupid-ass bitch and a dumb when my mom tells me what to wear, I tell her to shut her mouth. I get sexy everywhere, at the playground and at school. When I grow up, I'm a be a stripper and make a lot of money.
Okay, what's that, your mom?
That's sick. What the fuck? That must have been.
Keep going.
Oh god, that must have been pre JonBenet Ramsey. Okay, I'll play.
No.
I took a knife and I cut my mom's truck and now she knows not to get me P.O. I go where I want to go and I do what I want to do. My mom better stop bitching there and understand it.
Come on out of here, Jen.
Disgusting thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
How many boyfriends you have?
I've had tons.
Tons? Okay.
My daughter got out at 3:25. Just barely getting home at 7:30.
I hate you.
Jasmine, I thought I told you not to put no makeup on.
You better put on makeup. It's not fair.
You ever listen to anybody?
Yeah.
Off mascara.
I told everyone else but you. You need to start going through my backpack. Mom, you are so stupid.
I'm John, 9 years old. I love setting things on fire. If you piss me off, I'll burn your house down. I love smoking marbles and Camel cigarettes. If I drink beer, nobody's gonna stop me. My favorite beer is Budweiser and Corona. When my mom tried to punish me, I put a butcher knife up to her throat. I stored a lot of things. I'm still a skateboard when I come home.
Don't put your head down in your shirt. Now, come on, talk to me. Why did you do that to your mom?
Because I hate her.
My name is Maddie, and I'm 9 years old.
you and I smoke. Well, I get all wrong with a topless dance. Still, I smoke and drink.
How old do you think you are?
25.
10 years old. I steal rings, I steal jewelry, you name it, I got it. The police can kiss my rosy. I'm on probation. My mom can't punish me because I'm
10 years old. You have a parole officer? Probation officer? Why?
Because I hit my principal on the hand, and I hit my hit my teacher in the stomach.
Can I ask you what would possess you to do that?
They made me mad.
They made you mad?
My name is Shabby and I'm 8 years old.
Yeah.
When my mom messes with me, I call her a bitch and I'm f***ing her. I started radios and water guns. I steal whatever I want. So I ain't afraid of no cops because I'm a big and bad I've been drinking and smoking for over a year. You got a problem here, you can kiss my ass, bitch.
I'm done with this shit.
You're Chavez. Chavez, come on out. Come here.
Yeah. Oh, God. What's the point?
The point is that this is what we're coming to. We're going to put our little kids on TV and tell them to say this stuff so we can get money and be on TV. And but what a new low.
They wouldn't be doing it if people like you weren't watching the crap.
But it is true. You know, that little 7-year-old girl, look at her. 3:30 supposed to be at home. She's coming home at 7:30. Makeup on.
Listen, I don't know any children who would talk back to their parents.
Me neither. Because I tell you what, you let one of my girls come to me and talk to me like that, it's me in the iron. Like little Jen, and I'm going to scald their ass and they're getting the hose.
Or the button hooks?
Yeah, they're getting the hose.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
Enough. Enough. Oh, I need to show you my bracelet.
Bracelet.
This is pregnancy center.
No, Mike Vallab, whatever his name is, V period.
Did he smear his naughty bits on there?
No. Mm-hmm. There's penis juice on there.
He didn't send that to Madge. He sent that to little Debbie.
Then how come I got it?
Madge, how? Madge.
What?
How? Poppy think his penis is
bigger than a horse.
It's pretty large. I think he should send us a picture of a pimp in his hand. You know what I'm saying?
A what?
The print in his hand.
Print obtained?
Stick it in some ink and slam it down on a piece of paper.
Of his whore deek print in his hand.
Look, I got what I wanted. An Oprah bracelet. He went to an Oprah seminar, The Life You Want Weekend, and I got a bracelet. But the thing is, like, it has batteries in it. It's one of those pixel things. Like, it does, like, supposedly, I did have to research it, because it doesn't do anything. I thought maybe it could hold my pills.
It's NFC?
No, it ain't. It's infrared or something, but there's different ways they program it. Like the Olympics, they made it so like you could do a TV with it. But Oprah just used it, I think, so when you clap, I got it to blink a couple times.
What the fuck? I thought it was a bracelet to get into the goddamn conference.
I think he sent me a broken one. Mike, if you're there, will you please explain in the chat room how to activate this goddamn thing?
Sure. Mike, and if you did send a broken one, the only way you can make it right is a dick pic.
Addicted to the D. What?
No. Right.
Why do you need a dick pic? I showed you all those dick slips.
Make me whole. It ain't the same.
It doesn't work. It don't work. Cheryl, are you going to go see Oprah?
Maybe you got to suck on it.
I think it's a cock ring, actually. It's...
Probably.
That's probably why it don't work no more. He was fucking with it.
The Oprah-a-thon thing. What if she gets on stage and shows how to fry chicken?
Yeah. No, she gives classes and it's just like you take out a pencil and paper and you write down your dream. Wait, let's look at. I'll see if there's a preview.
He says you have to be in the arena. Oprah, she would randomly make it light up with different colors.
Well, how the fuck am I supposed to do that here?
And then she picks you. I'm guessing you get to come out there without.
No, it's like it's crowd picture. It's like when you do the wave. It's just to make.
This is some fucking shit.
I need to find a video about it. Let me see. What's the name of this? Oprah the...
It was really inspiring, and he loved it.
Yeah, well...
Sure he did.
He's black. Won't live.
Did he fuck her on the stage?
Here, let's see. Oprah's tour. There's got to be a video, right? Oh, here, it's brought to you by Oil of Olades. It's a black damn... Oh, there she is. Look at that panis. Watch this shit.
Oprah's The Life You Want weekend tour has begun.
Turn up the volume in your life.
The electrifying live two-day event is headed across the country. Friday nights.
Everybody has a calling. It's your job in life to pay attention.
Oprah like you have never seen, heard, or experienced before.
Yes, take your glory in.
What?
Then, on Saturdays, Oprah leads an energizing, heart-opening, day-long workshop with hand-picked thought leaders Rob Bell, Elizabeth Gilbert, Mark Nepo, Deepak Chopra, Iyanla Van Zandt.
You gotta be willing to go through the labor pains!
Yeah!
And so much more. 2 days, a once-in-a-lifetime event. Experience all the magic.
As has been a lifetime dream.
Hold on, I think I saw some lips. On her.
All the magic.
This has been.
I gotta try and freeze the lip.
A once in a lifetime event.
Oh, wait! Hold on, sorry.
So,
I seen a lip. I swear I seen a lip.
You go to this.
Experience all the magic.
I was with you for 2 days and you don't leave the room?
Yeah.
All the magic.
Brainwashing.
This has been a lifetime dream.
Hold on. I keep missing the lip slip.
It's been a lifetime dream.
You're a fat cow.
Experience all the magic.
This has been a...
Oh, shut up.
And how much did my
more.
Pipe get?
2 days. A once-in-a-lifetime event.
There. Oh, fuck me. I keep missing the lip.
Take it.
There it is.
You what? Know, listen. Is this on
her
YouTube?
Ticket, her ticket cost $104 to sit in the last row of the arena.
See, this Mike, picture here has all the lights.
You sent me the money, Mike, and I said, Mike, you can do what you want. Mike, you're inspirational. Oh, Mike, you can do your dreams.
See how the lights change
magic.
Color?
This has been a lifetime dream, Mike.
Oprah's the life you want. Weekend. Buy your tickets now.
Doesn't she want to be thin?
I mean, I think she's happy. She looks good the way she is. I don't think she needs to get skinny anymore.
She looks like she's been parking chasing a
she
parked car.
She looks good.
Compared to what? A billy goat?
If you were Oprah's wig, what do you think it would smell like?
Fish.
At OprahWeekend.com.
Let's see the website. Maybe there's a number to call. OprahWeekend.com.
We can't call the chat. We can't call the pregnancy hotline no more, y'all.
Why? Wow. Oh, because they'll charge you.
You get charged.
Deborah, that was legendary. I loved that call.
That wasn't the hotline. What?
That was the pregnancy hotline. That was the one we get all the time. That's always mean. You know, when I called on Christmas,
yeah.
It was mean.
That was no abort, or was that a different
yes,
one?
Yes, no abort. No abort.
And who was the guy she's talking to? Honest to God. What was his name?
There. That was the one that they were talking to that time when we talked to the high lady in the subway when she was like, yeah, come on her face.
What's his name, though? She's like, honest to God, Jeffrey, or whatever.
Yeah.
I know. They're going to pay
the
for
charge.
They're but then. But there was that thing, like, that expose about these clinics, so we have to be even meaner now. Right?
Oh, yeah, I didn't watch it. So what happened?
How much
They're really
does an
bad?
Abortion
cost? What?
They won't tell me how much an abortion costs. I got to go there first.
I think you need to,
On October 17th.
I think you need to, like, get real down and specific about the abortion. Just, like, make it seem like you want an abortion.
Can't do it. Just refer.
No, but just say, like, I need this abortion now.
Or no.
I'm
going
to use a scissor. I'm going to put a
You went to the place they referred to, and then something happened. And you said, well, I just decided. Then Matt, you got made your story.
You got raped? Excuse me. What? Who got raped? Again?
Accidents happen.
Since when is you getting raped in accident?
What did it? Ironic.
Ain't my fault. It ain't my fault.
Rape isn't funny.
No.
Remember?
Dangerous rubbing yourself.
Oh, yes. It's patting yourself now, I thought you were going to do.
Oh, I just want to pat myself.
Exactly.
Oh, I just want to pat myself.
See, that's fresh. That's fresh and exciting.
Yeah, fresh. Original.
Thank you for calling Mutual of Omaha. If you're calling about new coverage, please press 1.
I'm going to mute.
If you are an existing policyholder or an...
Thank you for calling Mutual of Omaha. We're pleased that you called for information today. All of our specialists are currently helping other customers, but we appreciate your time, and a specialist will be with you as soon as possible.
Yeah. Lip play.
Good news.
Okay, so Grant,
your call is very important.
Oh, shut up.
Thank you for continuing to hold.
Hold. Grant has a question. He says, was he the, I'm going to go to Kathy's house, y'all. That was what you had when you did the first, silly.
Hey, somebody order this pizza.
Marcel.
Cheryl, make sure you add in your work at Chuck E. Cheese.
We value your call. Your continued patience is greatly appreciated. Please stay on the line.
What's a riot at Chuck E. Cheese she could chase she got raped on?
Oh, my prolapse. What a burn.
Is it burning? Do you like that burning?
Man, you need to try these barbecue fries from Wendy's. They're so good.
I'm Jewish, but I do have a Wendy's.
Thank you very much for calling. Please continue to hold, and we'll be with you shortly.
Can't eat corn?
What?
You say you're Jewish.
Yeah.
You can't eat pork?
Well, I can't eat things. No, it's really my doctor that says I can't eat pork. What is it? It's fried in lard?
It's natural.
Is it vegan? I'm a vegan. Vegan
it
humor.
It says natural pork fries. Pulled pork.
Well,
like
that doesn't make it healthy. Everything's natural if you think about it.
Yeah, true.
Except for Sylvia. Spirit guides. She's unnatural.
Thank you for waiting.
I think we're waiting a long time.
And are working as quickly as possible to take your call.
You ain't working fast enough.
What's wrong with you? They're really this busy right
your
now.
Your call is very important to us. Thank you for continuing to hold.
Your continued patience is greatly appreciated. Please stay on the line.
There's gonna be Jesus in my thighs. Gonna find it really hard to
queef on your face. You love the taste. You love my lamps.
Oh, no.
I kept staring at my lamps. You like to work them, so do I.
You know what I just realized?
They smell like shit. You
Thank
love
you
it,
very
Tom.
Much for calling. Please continue to hold, and we'll be with you shortly.
Sweet slides. Feed my lamps to you. I keep on pushing, keep on groaning, keep on straining, keep on moaning. Keep the pressure till I'm lapsing. Put your cone. Prolactin, growing. Can't you smell my shit? It's inside of my nipple. Bound is the odor. Solve the ripple. When my skin slacks, don't worry, just grab the staple. Well, I get back up, get real ready. You can't rape her with your horny. Singing for you.
Nice since you're just singing for the radio.
Hi, you reached the helpline. How can I help you? Hello, you reached the helpline. How can I help you?
Yeah.
Did you have a concern?
Yeah. I was wondering. I'm still pregnant, and I went to have a procedure, and I don't think it worked.
Okay, have you had a follow-up ultrasound after the procedure, just to be sure?
But, I think it's still there.
Okay, so they didn't do an ultrasound after the procedure to make sure everything was out?
Yeah, but because I have a prolapse, the doctor was, I think, having a hard time fitting his fingies inside of me, and so I don't know if they got a very good picture, but I still feel it in there. I don't know if maybe okay. Jesus... was it trying to make it live and make it talk?
Okay. What I would suggest doing, since you think they might have missed something with the procedure, I would definitely have an ultrasound done just to be sure of what's going on. Do you have a doctor that you can talk to about getting an ultrasound?
Well, do you think that now my baby will be retarded?
To be honest, I'm not sure. I'm not a medical professional. It's definitely something I would talk to a doctor about.
But if they punctured, it's a watermelon, hey? And is there an app for that to do an ultrasound? I got the iPhone 6 Plus, so it's very large.
Not that I'm aware of. I've not heard of any ultrasound apps. What I can offer is I can offer one of our pregnancy centers that may be able to do an ultrasound for you for free so you can find out for sure what's your zip code.
Is it a crisis pregnancy center? I heard about those on the news.
Mm-hmm.
Do they do
abortions? They can do an ultrasound for free. They don't do abortions. They have information only about abortion.
What if I need to finish scrambling?
I'm sorry?
What if I need to finish scrambling the thing?
I don't know what to tell you. I'm not sure because we're not attached to any of the abortion providers.
Can I use a whisk or something? Maybe,
I
you know, use my dice.
Hurt yourself.
Damn. Maybe one of those small whisks, maybe one of those Mixmaster machines to lower myself. I won't put the bowl on there, and I'll just lay down, and I'll have my friend Deborah lower it down inside of me.
I wouldn't, because you could hurt some vital organs doing that for yourself.
Maybe my lips would get caught on there. That might hurt. Is that normal?
Is what normal? I'm sorry.
To get your lips caught up in your Mixmaster.
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Okay, so maybe I should use a dough hook.
I wouldn't insert any mixing type of utensils in there because you could actually hurt yourself. You can puncture one of your vital organs. Even if it's sterilized, I wouldn't, because you could actually hurt something of yours, like a vital organ, and end up going into the emergency room.
But what vital organs are down there? I mean, it's just a big hole filled with fish.
Well, it's near the bladder. It's near the kidneys. Things that can actually get hurt if you stick a mixing instrument in there.
Well, I went to this inspirational Oprah Winfrey event, and she gave us these bracelets that light up, and I was thinking of putting it in there and having Oprah, you know, trigger it, the near-field communication thing, and then maybe the, you know, this retorted watermelon fetus thing would see the light and try to go towards the light, and then I can just, you know, chop it up or something. What do you think about that?
I don't think so. I don't think that would work.
A lemon zester, maybe?
I wouldn't put any utensils in there because I would worry about hurting myself.
Catalytic converter.
I would find out first if there's even a fetus left in there if you've had a procedure done. That's why I would recommend having the ultrasound done.
Well, yesterday I went to the Wendy's and had their pulled pork fish fries, and I dumped them on my lamp, and it fell inside of me, and it burned my outer cleft. And part of my left, so I'd innerly up, and so maybe you could come over and clean it out. You know?
I don't think so. I would still recommend having an ultrasound done just to be sure. Would you like me to find a pregnancy center that can do that for you?
You think my doctor would do it?
I'm sorry?
You think my doctor would do it?
Possibly, I would give your doctor a call, let them know what you're feeling.
Okay. And you know, okay. Well, I don't know. maybe you can pretend to be my doctor, and I can just, you know, navigate with the zester.
I'm not medically trained, sweetie. I would talk to your doctor.
Well, maybe you can help my sister Debbie out.
Debbie? I'm not a medical professional.
Debbie, she'll tell you what to do. Get on the phone.
No, I won't. I'm not going to tell her how to do an at-home abortion.
No, not an at-home abortion, an extraction.
No, I am not medically trained. It's something I would talk to your doctor or go to the emergency room.
Hello?
Debbie.
Yeah, hello?
She's going to tell you what to do, okay?
Okay, hello?
What?
She hung up?
Hello?
She hung up.
Hello? I'm only 12. I got small hands. I think they'll go inside. I'm a big girl now.
I'm trying. I got this thing to play.
Did she really hang up? I mean,
yes, she really hung up. Look at your screen. I got this thing to do sound effects of dogs, but it doesn't work.
Call her back. Call her back. Maybe we'll get the other one.
Wait. This doesn't let me. These dogs don't talk.
Oh.
That's a good dog. Wait.
Yeah, Matt, you don't want it to talk and tell anyone what you did with it.
No, I mean, it's a dog sound app. I'm trying to get dog sound effects.
We don't need dogs.
But that's the lady who likes to fuck dogs.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yes, yes.
She got mad about the home abortion, though.
I will not tell you how to do it. No, I'll fuck a dog, but that's where I draw the line.
A duck.
Duck.
do it, Debbie. It's your turn.
Wendy's.
Wendy C Street.
Hi.
Hi.
Who is this?
What was that?
Were you the one that took my order?
The one for, what was your order?
The fish taco. I had a question. The new, the pulled pork fries?
No.
Okay, what is on the pulled pork fries? Can you tell me, honey?
The pulled pork fries?
Yeah.
It comes with the cheese sauce and the pulled pork and then the sauce.
Now, what is pulled pork?
What is the pulled pork?
Yeah.
It's a pork that we get.
That y'all pulled?
Kind of like shred it kind of type.
So y'all, did y'all make it there and then y'all shred it yourself with the homemade barbecue sauce?
We get it like that. We get it and then we pull it and then we get it ready and then we prep it for you.
Okay. Have you had it yet?
Yes.
Is it good?
Mm-hmm.
Because I've looked at it and my name's Deborah, honey. I don't know if you know my husband. He actually used to own Wendy's back in the day. Dave, but he passed away. And I really thought about getting it. It just looks so good for me. You know what I mean?
It is really good.
Sure.
I tried it.
I came through and just got me one of those Wendy's crispy chicken sandwiches one time, and it was spicy, honey. It was so spicy for me. And I was actually...
When?
I was raped. I got it. By a bunch of black men, but that's beside the point. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to bring that up, but sorry. I'm 72, but I got it. It was a couple months ago, and y'all know that. You know that hotel down the road?
Which one are you talking about?
Oh, what is it? It ain't a Days Inn, is it? Or a Holiday Inn? I don't know if that's the one it was. It's right there down the road, about a mile away. You know what I'm talking about?
No. Which Wendy's are you talking about? Because we're right here on C Street by Freeway 99.
C Street, are you near 90, C Street by 99?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's it. But anyways, I left. And the thing is I was right by a bunch of black men. And that's the reason I haven't been back. And that's why I wanted to call. I need you to do me a favor. I know, is there a lot of black men there?
Who?
Is there a lot of black men around the Wendy's? Because that's why I called, because I wanted to come and get the new pulled pork fries, because it looks so good for me, but I'm nervous. Because it was four black men, and they took advantage of me.
I'm sorry about that.
Yeah.
I'm not sure, because I'm not outside, but we are open in drive-thru, if you would like to come in drive-thru. And we do close it down.
Yeah, I think that might be best.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Well,
okay.
I'll come through there to make sure I tell you I'm Debbie. And I might just come through their park, and then you can give me my pulled pork fries, and then I can rub myself for you, okay?
Okay.
Would that be okay? If I just do that? Rub myself for you? Okay.
For what?
I just do it right there in the window, girly. You know what I mean?
Okay. Okay.
I'm rubbing stuff.
Okay. We'll see you in a little bit. Okay.
That's what I said to my husband. Then he passed away. They drank.
All right. We'll see you in a little bit. Bye-bye.
It really did. The Budweiser truck ran him over. Budweiser took him out.
Deborah, you're supposed to say pat yourself. They don't like when you say rub yourself.
Oh, shit.
See? You can't be doing that.
She was so nice to talk to you for such a long time.
Yeah. Yeah. She sure was, Pat.
She was calling Applebee's.
Oh, well, fucking Applebee's.
Where's my purse?
I hate Applebee's. They have the nastiest shit.
That's a good reason to call, then.
All right, after this, a word from our friends. Don't forget it's Pat.
What?
What happened to Deborah? Shit.
But they are working hard to get to your call.
Deborah, are you there?
They called.
I was calling Noah Board, but Deborah went away. What happened? I think we got blocked.
By Debbie?
No, not by Debbie. By Pat.
Oops.
What happened? You trying to pat yourself?
I was patting myself so hard and accidentally hit the iPhone 6 phone that bended on my pad.
Which iPhone did you get, Deborah? I've been meaning to ask.
Deborah didn't get one.
You know,
I'm serious. I didn't get one for real.
The iPhone 6, like, has the same shitty battery life as the 5S?
Calls are answered in the order they are received.
I know.
If you'd like to find out more about the option line, you can look us up at www.optionline.org. You can also email us.
Fucking whore. All right, so the thing is, since I'm on a different account, I don't have any of my phone numbers.
That's probably good.
Yeah, I guess. So I guess we'll call this Applebee.
What am I going to ask them?
Ask them if they have fish. And if maybe the purse. Did you leave something in the restroom? That's always it.
Yeah.
And ask them if they have pulled fish, maybe. I don't know.
And if they're still, if they have anything unlimited.
Ask them if they have hot dish, and your name is Wanda Wisdom.
Thanks for calling the Applebee's in Signal Hill, where you can enjoy happy hour during all pro football games. My name is Marilyn. How may I help you?
Hi. I was wondering, do you currently have anything unlimited, like fish?
Unlimited?
Yeah.
We just ran a special, but it's over now for the cross-cut ribs. It was all you can eat, but we don't at the moment.
Okay, so you don't, have you ever had one with fish?
What is that you're saying? I'm sorry.
Fish. F-E-E-S-H. Fish.
This on here does have toxic cat.
I'm sorry. I don't even...
Like salmon?
Oh, no, we haven't, no.
Okay, and I think I left my purse there earlier, sitting by the window.
Uh-huh. Okay, and I can see, check the lost and found or with the manager to see if we have your purse.
Yeah, I needed it as my colostomy supplies.
I'm sorry?
It's got my colostomy supplies and my magazines. I need it.
I'm sorry, I'm having trouble understanding you once more. I can check, but I didn't catch that last part that you said.
My purse has my flashlight and my colostomy supplies. I need it.
Okay, give me a moment, miss.
I'm going to take your hand.
Cheryl, you're not fun. Yeah. Cheryl?
Mm-hmm.
What's your pussy like? Tell me about your pussy.
I'm living in fish. Need it.
Is it fish? Do it stink? Do it stink bad in a good way or just bad?
Where's my purse?
Do it stink like fish?
Where's my purse?
Like the kind of fish you want to smell or the kind of fish you don't want to smell? Which fish? Huh? Honey?
Yep.
Pelkle?
Yep.
Chicken? Or pelkle? Lemon pepper chicken. Oh my God, you know, I went to a movie. Oh, remind me to tell you about the movie I saw with Monique. And Rock was there in the theater. Chicken. This is boring. Let's see if we got any money.
Hello?
Hello?
May I have your name and phone number, please? And we can call you back and see if we have your purse. I have to check the office, and the manager seems to be on a break right now.
That's about all the time, ain't it?
Your name is?
My name is Cheryl.
Cheryl?
Murkowsk. Uh-huh. Yeah, Murkowsk.
And Cheryl, and your phone number is?
You can reach me at my business. The number is 800.
What
six,
is it?
800.
Uh-huh.
662.
Uh-huh.
2678.
800-662-2678.
Yep, and you can ask for Cheryl or Jasmine.
Carol or who?
Jasmine.
Jasmine?
She's my
okay.
Assistant, yep.
And what color is your purse?
My purse is brown. It's brown. It hides the stains. Wonderful.
Brown and what, I'm sorry?
It's got some stains on it, but don't worry about that. So let me know if you find it, honey.
Okay, thank you. Carol, we'll give you a call back, okay?
Thanks, you, honey. Bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Jasmine.
Yeah, so they made this new phone, and they didn't make the battery any better, except in the giant blown.
Well, Madge, it's skinnier, and it has a prolapsed camera.
Oh, that's nice.
But don't they all? Your blown has a prolapse too, doesn't it? It doesn't?
No.
I thought all blowns are lapsed. I don't believe you. Which blown do you have, Cheryl?
S5.
That's a big blown, right? How many inches do it be?
I don't measure it.
Okay, well, while you measure that, and while somebody gets me a phone number, I'm going to look for money.
That's okay? What I'm doing now.
Because I'm really bored, and I need some numbies.
Who's my little girl?
What else? Have you guys watched any infomercials lately? Anything good for sale? You know?
Pussy's for sale.
Not pussy, honey. Not pussy. I'm not talking about pussy.
I asked people to tell me what chains they wanted us to call and asked what they want us to act with.
What's today's deed? 28th?
Unfortunately.
What is that? Why? Why is that unfortunate?
I missed out on some crap leagues.
Oh, God. I forgot your trash. So I saw this new movie at they had a gay and lesbian film festival, and the closing movie, it was called Blackbird. I didn't know it was about blacks, so everybody in the theater was black. And Rockefeller was there. And it's about this gay guy who comes out, but he's really a choir singer, and he acts like a black woman. And Monique plays the mother, and it's like Precious all over again. Except she's even crazier, but she dresses better.
A gay basher.
And you know who else is in it? Is Isaiah Washington, the one who got fired from Grey's Anatomy for saying faggot.
I make that a little weird.
And he plays a pro-gay in this. What is this number you just gave me?
Are you on this, Debbie?
You can call it.
What is it? Or do we not need to say?
It's your turn now.
Who cares?
Just call it.
It better be something magical like Sylvia. I think I'm going to fart a little bit. I'm going to fart. I like that about me. Yeah, this is a good number. Vetted. Great. Great call.
Thank you for your call. This is Robert. I'm not available at this moment. Robert, please leave your name, your telephone number, and a brief message. We'll get back to you as soon as we can. Thank you.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5.
Okay, I gave you a good one. Make me take it.
Pat.
If you're satisfied with them, you have pressed an incorrect key. If you're satisfied with the message, press 1.
To listen to your
message, press 2.
Press 2.
To erase and re-record, press 3.
Press
to continue recording where you left off, press 4. Message review.
Great message. You better re-record.
Make me take it.
If you're satisfied with the message, press 1. To listen to your message, press 2. To erase and re-record. To send your message with normal delivery, press 1. To send your message with... Thank you. Your message has been sent.
Do you know... Do you guys know on Grindr... I mean, I've heard, because Wonder Wisdom told me, they have these ads when you log into Grindr now that, like, for hangovers, there's some doctor who comes to your house and will give you an IV. They advertise this on Grindr when you log in. Yeah.
Can we call them?
That's a good idea.
Does that actually work?
Why do you ask?
That's a good idea.
Man, I need IV sedation and hydration because my prolapse is so falling out.
Is it large or is it just big?
It's blue.
Call back the hotline.
I'm trying to get this number. Can somebody go into their Grindr and get that number? Maybe it's just in Chicago.
Club.
That one's always stupid.
Wait, let me look for the hangover cure. We did get money, by the way. Unfortunately, I had to buy a lot of Starbucks this week because there's a new Starbucks in the neighborhood.
It's special.
But yeah, we got money today. Today we've got 4 donations, not including the ones from the week. So far, we've got just from today... 20, 30, 45, 55, 65.
A piece.
No.
A piece.
A piece of what, duty?
Bacon.
You and your pork. What's wrong with you? Do you not have enough salt in your diet?
That's all I ate.
Pork?
Pork.
You sound like a whore.
Well.
Mm-hmm.
Wendy's Ghost Barbecue Pork Craze the U.S. Today.
What?
That's what's on U.S. Today. It must be fair season. Wendy's on Thursday announced that it had rolled out several barbecue pulled pork products, pulled pork, for a limited time. That sounds like the kind of thing you might expect to find on fairgrounds somewhere between deep-fried Twinkies and the bacon-wrapped turkey leg.
Oh, wait, there's a tranny, a manny that wants to be on the show. I need to find his number. It's a trans man.
Okay. Let me see if I can get a chat.
He wanted to be on the show. Trans man. I'm trying to... How do I find trans man? I don't know where it was. Like, if it was Google or Gmail or Facebook. He sounded like a nice person. I said, but you know we're bitches. He's like, it's okay. Everybody's mean to me anyway.
Well, I'm nice.
Yeah.
What?
I'm only mean to people I call.
Where's the trans man? It must have been my email, but...
What the fuck is going on?
What about that new social media site?
Can I finish singing my song?
Yeah, go ahead. Of course,
please do.
Okay. When you're horny and need laps, I'll push it out. Let you suck me, Nancy. Feed my laps to you if your hole is hungry. Instead, I'll stuff it up. Be your top, Nancy. Feed my laps to you. I keep on pushing, keep on groaning. Keep on straining, keep on moaning. Keep the pressure till I'm lapsing. Push my and pro, let's grow and grow. Can you smell? It's distended out my middle. Brown is the odor, salt the riddle. When my skin sucks, don't worry. Just grab the stapler. Back up, get real ready. You can rape her.
Okay, we just had a divine intervention. Oh, sorry, I thought you were
girls, talking. This is for all my no abort girls out there. I can't wait till I'm pregnant so you can tear that fetus out. I can't wait till I'm pregnant so you can tear it out. I want you to. Well, you, it was filled with feces. Every time I go outside, wee you, the blacks can't resist my dirty cunt.
How original.
Okay, can I tell you something?
Well, I'm not done yet.
Oh, Jesus.
Every time I go outside, wee you, the blacks can't resist my dirty cunt. They rip off my pants and panties off to shoot their seed inside. They breed my... You will get from God with AIDS. I get exactly what I want. Get me preg so I can board it. Put semen and turds inside of me. I'm a let you shit in my cunning. It's everything I want. Violate my rape hole while I smoke. I want you to. J. May abort. Cheryl Murkowski. Anus cunt cloaca. Keep pushing, keep on going, and keep on straining, keep on moaning, keep the pressure till I'm lapsed. Put my colon, prolapse, grow and grow. Oh, can you smell my shithole? I'm distended out my middle. Brown is the dilder. Solve the riddle. That's Beyonce inspired.
Yeah, it was real good.
It's good.
Mm-hmm. Really good. So we had a divine intervention while Cheryl was singing that lovely song, and what happened is I got an SMS message from somebody named Eden Prairie. The message says, looking for a massage will come to you, Eden Prairie. So we're going to call Eden Prairie, okay?
Okay, who's calling?
Dunno.
Oh, Debbie's tired.
You got a text message. Just go from there. Eden.
I got a number after this, too.
Paste it.
Scotland.
Why do you want me to spend money?
It ain't gonna be much.
You reached Sandra Seminole for the mistake instruction. Unfortunately, I'm unavailable right now. Please leave your name and number. And I'll be back to you as soon as I can. Thank you and have a great day. Bye.
Get the phone. Why'd you give it to me? Take the phone, but... Hello? Just give me a call back, please. Bye. I'm going to take the phone. What are you doing with the phone? Put the phone down. The phone is wherever I want it. Your vagina!
If you are satisfied with your message,
this is you,
press
Virginia.
1 to listen to your message. Press 2 to erase and message. If you are satisfied with your message, press 1 to listen to your message.
Listen
to it. Satisfied with your
listen to
your
it.
Message has been
shit.
Sent. Goodbye.
I was trying to, but Cheryl's always a bitch.
It's so hard to talk to you, Sam.
Which one am I calling now? The 1-800?
No, the Scottish one.
Okay, but is that the what's the country code for Scotland?
Let me ask.
No, it's okay. I can find it in Skype. No, I can't. What is the country code for Skype? Didn't they just outlaw the Queen or something? Or whatever.
What? They can't do that to me.
What?
Madonna?
No. Never mind. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Madonna's the Queen.
No, not that Queen.
Well, there's only room for one. It's plus 4-4, you know,
it's
because
the same
you're
as
British.
The England, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm also getting some married 40-year-old trying to get his number, too.
Oh, fuck me. Hang on. Sorry, I edited it the wrong way. Just a second.
It's okay. Accidents happen.
No, they don't.
That's how Cheryl was conceived.
Not to me. I normally have a trouble-free groms.
That's true.
Thanks for spending my money on this phone call.
No problem. The chat thing ain't working for me. Why isn't it working? My fans made me, baby.
Nobody, it's not even ringing. Oh.
Hello? Shit, wrong voice.
Who are you calling?
Welcome to Orange Answerphone. I'm sorry, but the person you've called is not available. Please leave your message after the tone. When you've left your message, just hang up, or for more options, press 1 at any time.
Hey, it's me. Why aren't you answering the phone? Like, not on my face. Oh, this cigar is so good. I just love me a nice hot marble. What's it good for you? I just love you so much, my lesbian lover, Sylvia. You think you're going to die soon?
Friend. Same. Yeah.
Call her back.
She's still there.
It's Francine.
Francine, that you?
Yeah. Okay.
You sound like a chipmunk.
Cheryl.
Francine sounds like a chipmunk. You didn't sound like no damn chipmunk, Cheryl.
Right.
You're supposed to go like...
Please, that's your Merry Christmas song.
I don't know. How do chipmunks talk?
let's see.
Find those chipmunks from the Alvin and the Chipmunks.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Francine. I'm in the Hall of Wisdom. How could you take anything she said seriously? Like, Francine.
What do you mean?
Please tell me, you know, is any more attacks going to happen after September 11th? We
thank you very kindly for your friendliness in the home.
Do you think maybe Sylvia owes the Wizard of Oz a little bit of money for copyright infringement?
Yeah, probably.
You know, the Hall of Wisdom sounds an awful lot like that crystal, whatever they call that fucking palace with the
fry.
No, what do you call that palace where that goddamn Wizard of Oz lived? Emerald City?
Local frog.
She fucking ripped the shit off. And the fucking chipmunks, Francine is a goddamn munchkin.
That's true.
She ripped the shit off. Let's call Nova Spirit.
It's Sylvia. No wonder she wanted to kill herself. She was tired of hearing it.
Okay,
let's
see. I didn't
like
that picture I
just sent.
Thanks.
Oh, no.
That's good for lips, but she needs to be wearing some pants, too. I'm sorry.
Oops. I meant you toot.
Toot, toot.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
Are we still on that thing?
What thing?
Please close our accounts yet.
What accounts?
Hello.
What account? Oh, got drunk? I see.
Yeah, Debbie needs to call them.
Why is it always Debbie?
Because Cheryl's tired and we need the money.
Okay.
Make it good.
We're going to need good donations, y'all, to wake us up.
We got enough.
Time for bed soon.
And there's never enough.
Wait till you see how much we got from the week, too.
Y'all say, you need it like we only got $5, so they feel bad.
It's a great day at 1-800-GOT-JUNK. I'm Brian Scudamore, founder of the company. Thanks for calling. If you're calling to have your junk hauled away from your home, press 1. If you're calling about junk removed from your business or workplace, press 2.
As for Brian.
If you already have an appointment or you're calling about something else,
press something.
Press 3 now. This call may be recorded for quality.
What should I say, y'all? In the chat room. It's got to be Karen Carpenter related.
Are you a contractor? Are you tired of having to throw drywall and lumber into dumpsters? Wouldn't you rather have someone clean up your job site for you? We have special rates for contractors, and yes, we recycle. Feel free to ask one of our friendly agents about our contractor program. Is your company a national organization? Ask one of our friendly agents if you qualify for our national account program. We'll give you your own personal account manager and...
Thanks for calling 1-800-GOT-JUNK. How can I help?
Hey, I need some help.
Yeah, how can I help you?
I actually have two jobs. First is personal and the second one's for business.
Yeah.
Okay, first personal one. I'm trying to get rid of a lot of stuff from Karen Carpenter memorabilia, and my brother is hoarding a bunch of Karen Carpenter memorabilia he's bought off YouTube over the years, and I'm trying to get rid of it. This includes some of her bones and stuff like that that he bought off eBay.
Sure. And when were you hoping to have those things taken away?
Well, he's going to be at work all next week.
So you'd like it done next week?
Yeah.
Okay, what's the zip code there?
I don't like to glorify her because she didn't eat. You know what I mean? And her teeth were always really white because she threw up so much. You know what I mean? She's bulimic, and that ain't normal.
Okay, well, what's the zip code?
I don't like it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think so.
Is that what you said?
Well, what's the zip code? I just need to make sure we service the area.
I'm sorry. You don't like what? I think you're cutting out. It's 33101. Now, what are you talking about? You don't like what?
Oh, no, I just said I need the zip code.
33101.
Okay, 33101.
Did you say you don't like it?
No, I didn't say that at all.
What did you say? It sounded just like it. Can you say it again? I don't like it. Like? Are you from Florida too, dearie?
No, I'm not from Florida.
No.
So, okay, so when would you like
to... I'm sorry, but I like your voice.
Okay, thank you.
It's going to be October the 2nd. D-Day.
And what's your phone number?
D-Day.
What's your phone number?
You want... Hello? I thought I just gave you my zip code, honey.
Yeah, I asked you for your phone number.
Food item. What do you mean? Food item. It's just memorabilia. You hear me?
What's your phone number?
Sleep number. Oh, no. I'm trying to... Okay, I think I understand what's going on. I think I called the wrong number. I'm trying to get a hold of Get Junk, not the sleep number, bad. I don't have my sleep number. I'm trying to get rid of junk.
Is that how you like it?
Hello? Hello?
Is that how you like it?
Hello?
I'm sure that, you know, she'll be in the car with her driver. Well, apparently, I mean, she said something about, oh, I'll just bring my computer and my mixer in the car.
What? Oh.
Imagine the other day I stepped into the elevator in a building and it's... No.
Oh, bad.
And then you...
Oh, sorry. My name is Jesse and I'm 7 years old. I smoke cigarettes.
Oops.
That's a good one. That's a good one for a call.
Did I? Don't know what happened. That was so weird.
He's still on the call.
I don't know.
Oh.
Operator.
Give me Jesus.
Operator. MCI. Operator.
Sending you the phone bell.
Call them back. Bell.
They were on the line the whole time. I just hung up. But I don't understand what happened to my computer. It all of a sudden started playing back. And then I heard that little kid again.
It's still recording.
I think I lost something.
Because
I'm at 5130 now.
It's okay. There's always fans out there that recorded too.
Well, I have it recorded. I mean, I do have it recorded, you know, also on video, so it's fine. But I just...
Okay, this is a UK pregnancy hotline.
Well, that always works out well.
Why are you trying to break my bank?
And break it. Scott's like half a penny.
You don't put the zero in like that. You take the zero out if you're dialing from out of the country.
You take the good, you take the bank, take whatever.
Yeah, we haven't had a Mrs. G call.
I'll do that one for this one.
Okay.
No, I think they'll be able to tell that you're not.
No, I listen.
Yeah, who cares? That's for Madonna. Nobody cares. Hello? Skype sure takes a while to put through long distance.
They gotta hook those lines up.
Underwater?
Mm-hmm.
You don't bring me flowers anymore. You don't bring me love songs. You don't bring me flowers. Not answering, just wasting my money.
Okay, you sister.
Call him back.
Call him back. Okay, is this an American number?
Yeah.
Good. Send you the bill. What is that noise?
My wing is itching.
Are you patting off?
My wing.
Please say pat on one of these calls. You haven't mentioned patting.
Okay, but look, it's the horse.
Galloping. Have a magical day at Chuck E. Cheese's Inn. Those are spilled on Ming Avenue. For instructions in English, press 1. Para las instrucciones en español, marque 2. Welcome to Chuck E. Cheese's Reservation and Information Center. You can also make party reservations online at www.chuckecheese.com and receive 20 free tokens for booking online. Mm-hmm. To properly direct your call, please listen to all options before making your selection. You must make a selection from one of the options to get to a StarCast member for further assistance with reservations
Sarcastic
or
member.
You may have. For birthday information, including organizations, press 1. For fundraising information, press 2. To confirm, change, or cancel an existing reservation. For more information about fundraising nights, press 1. To book a fundraising event, you may press pound at any time to skip this message. To book an event, press 1. To return to the previous, you may press pound at any time to skip this message. To speak directly with one of our StarCast members,
Christ.
Press 1. To leave a voicemail,
is it that popular?
Please contact us during our normal hours. You can
fucking
also
bitch.
Visit us online at www.chuckycheese.com.
Let's have a fundraiser for us.
Wait, there's a cruise we were going to call.
Thank you for calling Build-A-Bear Workshop. For directions and workshop hours, press 1. For information about scheduling a party, press 2. For our website address and contact...
No, we're not calling Build-A-Bear. My mother bought their grandkids Build-A-Bears and took them there. I'm not pranking Build-A-Bear.
Are you serious? Why not?
Because that's cute.
Well, I was going to say, though, that I had Sylvie on ice and I needed to know if they could get the job done fast.
Yes.
It's not for people. What are you talking about?
Well, I don't know that.
And you already have lots of recordings you want to put in her.
And can we make a sound like a chipmunk coming out of her left ear?
Do it.
No, they didn't answer.
Yes.
Fine, if you don't do it, I'll do it on my grum.
Fine.
That's too good of one to give up.
Yes.
And then they call the cops. And Chris, hey,
hello,
I could always
thank you for calling.
I could always get away with it. Oh no, I'm talking about Sylvia and Ice. The music.
Shush.
Remember, we may monitor or record this call for quality assurance. If you know your agent's 5-digit extension, please press 1. If you've already booked and have questions, please press 2. If you're calling to book between 1 and 7 staterooms, please press 3 for a cruise vacation specialist. But if you think you'll need 8 or more staterooms, please press 4 to be connected with our group's department. If you would like to book a resort vacation, please press 6. And to hear this message again,
please enter your party's 5-digit extension now. Please enter your party's 5-digit extension.
Here I have one.
Hello, and thank you for calling Cruises Only,
fuck
America's largest cruise agency.
Please enter your party's 5-digit extension.
Forget
now.
It. Look, this is a personal injury attorney. It says dog bites or truck accidents, slip and fall, you fell on your blaps, who cares?
Okay.
I think Matt Blender... Oh, we can go the one Matt Blender works for.
You got this one from Cheryl.
Yeah.
Your lapse was insulted.
Hello. Nobody answered. Hello. What's going on?
Okay.
I don't know what's going on. Hell. let's see. What is that number?
Just call it if you're desperate.
Wait.
Is it a you call?
Now, if you do one of these cruise calls, you ask for ducks. What kind of ducks activity?
I want a red duck cruise.
Look, I'll tell you right now, there's not a cruise that will allow ducks, your pet duck, with you in the world.
Yeah, but they're going to try to get her to sell and buy anything, so maybe they'll do it.
What's going on?
Good evening. Thank you for calling 1-800-THE-LAW-2. My name is Rocio. In order to provide you with excellent service, your call may be recorded. How can I assist you?
I was wanting to find out some more information about going on cruise.
I'm sorry?
I'd like some more information about going on a cruise.
Okay, this is for attorneys, ma'am. This isn't for cruises.
Oh, this is one of my other things that I wanted to get done. I'm sorry about that. So I was thinking that I wanted to find out more information about suing a doctor that made me slip my lineups.
Okay, I'm really sorry. You're having a really bad connection, so you keep breaking up. You want to sue a doctor for what reason?
Slipping on my lineups. Going.
Okay. I'm sorry?
Slipping on my pro lineups.
Okay. What kind of doctor is this?
It was some kind of an OB-GYN-y vaginal mesh.
Okay, so they put a mesh? Well, why was the reason they installed a mesh?
Because I have vaginal prolapse, and so they installed a mesh screen door in my layups. I think that's it's called to prevent it from falling out. But it wasn't working so well, and my laps would just come right through the screen door. My laps is big.
Okay, if you want to consult with one of our attorneys, we would need to gather some brief information.
Okay.
What is your phone number starting with the area code?
Okay. Let me look. Uh-huh. Okay. It is 800-66.
That's your phone number?
Yes, this is my business. I run a hotline for women.
Okay, is this situation for you or somebody else?
It's for me.
Okay, I'm really, really sorry because you have a really bad connection.
Oh, I'm so sorry about that.
Okay, what is your phone number?
Okay, 800.
Uh-huh.
662-2678. Option line. Hotline.
Okay, you're missing a digit. You said 800-622. Yep. 678. You're missing a number somewhere.
662-2678. Uh-huh. You want me to spell it out?
Okay, and that's your main number?
Yeah.
The numbers that you're giving us are the numbers that we're giving our attorneys.
Yeah.
So if that's an 800 number and they're going to have to look for you, that's not a valid number. Don't you have a home number you can provide me with?
Well, I'm between places right now, and I'm living in my office at the option line, so.
What is your name?
My name?
Yes.
Jasmine.
Janet?
Jasmine, like the tea, Jasmine tea.
What's your last name, Jasmine?
Do I have to give that yet?
Okay, the information that I'm going to give, ma'am, is your phone number, your name, your address, and I'm going to ask you a little bit of information about the details. Are you willing to continue and provide me the information?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry?
Yes.
What is your address?
My address. Do you want our main office address?
But, ma'am, the address, the purpose of the address is to locate an attorney that covers your area.
Okay. 2310 F Street, Bakersfield, California, 93301.
Hello. Hello.
How old are you?
You can put down 25.
Is that how old you are?
What do I know? 25. That's what I like. The woman never tells her age, you know what I'm saying?
Is there an email address you'd like to provide?
No. I don't really do email.
So you want to sue the doctor for the mesh that he installed?
Yeah, and also he did a 2-for-1 and he gave me an abortion. So I'm gone.
When did you have the mesh implanted? I'm sorry?
3 months ago.
Okay, and what was the reason that they implanted the mesh?
Botched abortion / vaginal prolapse.
What hospital did this happen at?
Oh, it was in a hospital.
Then where was it?
Well, it was supposed to be at a hospital, but he had me meet him in a Shoney's parking lot.
Give me a second.
With the legal representation of an expert attorney member of Walker & Walker Legal Network at 1-800-THE-LAW-2, you can go back to what really matters, your family, your life. We will be with you shortly. We understand you're going
through a
difficult time, but you're not alone. Your safety net is here for you. The attorney members of Walker & Walker Legal Network at 1-800-THE-LAW-2 are ready to help. The attorney members of 1-800-THE-LAW-2 value and appreciate your patience. Your call will be answered in just a moment.
Just need someone to help me.
Thank you again for calling Walker & Walker Legal Network at 1-800-THE-LAW-2. You've taken an important first step in protecting your legal rights and your family. One of our experienced representatives will speak with you soon.
Don't be a caveman.
We respect your privacy. Any information you provide to an
Where's my purse?
Walker & Walker Legal Network will remain confidential. We appreciate you calling Walker & Walker Legal Network at 1-800-THE-LAW-2. You will be taken care of momentarily. With the legal representation of an expert attorney member of Walker & Walker Legal Network at 1-800-THE-LAW-2, you can go back to what really matters, your family, your life. We will be with you shortly. We understand you're going through a
bad enough when my vagina is ripped to shreds.
The net is here for
and
you.
I just put on hold.
Attorney members of Walker & Walker Legal Network at 1-800-THE-LAW-2
calling
are
the Attorney
ready to
General.
Help.
Horrible.
The attorney
Horrible.
Members of 1-800-THE-LAW-2 value and appreciate your patience.
Attorneys ever. I'm ready to Yelp review.
Okay, ma'am?
Yeah. Why are you putting me on hold?
I'm sorry. Because I needed to answer another call, ma'am. You're not the only person that's calling our services. Okay, now, where did you say that the surgery occurred?
At a Shoney's.
Where?
Chinese memorial.
What is the doctor's name that did this?
What was his name? He was a very tall black man.
Okay, that doesn't help me, ma'am. I need to know the doctor's name.
I'm trying to think of the yarn. Berate me. I had my pussy split open, and then you're berating me. It's not enough to have my life ruined. Okay,
ma'am, in order for you to consult with one of our attorneys, yeah, you need to give me a little bit more information, and a tall black man is not helping me.
Don't
you have a card or something that had the doctor's name on it? Or, I mean, you had to have seen him a few times before he even did the procedure. How did you hear about this doctor?
Well, I think his name was Dr. Willikerson.
How did you end up with this doctor? Was he a gynecologist, or what kind of doctor was he?
Well, I found him on Craigslist.
You found this doctor on Craigslist?
Yeah. I don't have insurance.
You didn't know no information about him? Like, where did you meet him the first time you went to see him? Was it a hospital, a clinic, or where did you meet him?
Well, I met him in a pork. My pet dogs. I met him in a park. The next time we went to one, it's like an abandoned Shoney's. I thought it was kind of weird, but, you know, I'm just an innocent girl.
Okay, ma'am. Repeat your phone number for me one more time.
I thought I gave that to you.
Okay, but I'm asking you to please repeat it for me one more time.
Oh, my God. How many times do I get the same information? It's just so infuriating. Are you sure?
Okay, then somebody will call you back tomorrow, okay? You have a good evening, ma'am.
Okay, thank you, honey. Bye, honey.
I'm not happy.
She was not having it.
Wait, stop.
What?
Y'all, I was trying to get you the number to know abort. Have y'all seen their new video on the website?
Oh, I found another abortion, that's right.
I thought it was you playing it.
What?
Maybe it was.
Abortion, no.
Hold on, this is a different abortion here. This is one local in Chicago. It's another one of those bullshit places where they pretend.
Not going to be open, man.
Right.
Click the link while you're doing it.
Okay. Should I wait till they answer?
Or maybe just save it.
I'll pause.
Oof. Oh, my God.
What is wrong with these people?
Oh, my God.
Which people?
How can I help
you? Oh, Lord, I'm so glad you answered. Hello.
I'm sorry.
Hello. I'm calling. I need some help.
Okay, what can I help you with?
I was on Craigslist. I'm sorry. Let me pull it together. Pull it together. Okay. I was looking for a procedure to get done, an abortion.
Okay.
Hello? And I found this doctor on Craigslist, and he had me meet him at the Shoney's parking lot. And I don't know if I had the right one or not. Back in Motel 8, and his assistant, I don't remember his name, but her name was Cindy Quackane. Cindy Quackane.
Okay.
I need some help. This is the hotline, ain't it? My friend gave it to me.
Okay, this is for me to make appointments for people who need to come in for an abortion. Did you ever already have your abortion?
I don't know.
You want to make an appointment to come in?
Well, how do you know if you had it?
By a pregnancy test to see if you're pregnant, first of all.
How much it cost?
The pregnancy test is at no charge.
Now, how much abortion cost?
Abortion costs about $400 with anesthesia.
Okay. I got a coupon?
No, there's no coupon. What we need you to do is to come in for a pregnancy test. We have to do a pregnancy test to verify that for records. Get your health history. Go over the different kinds of procedures and the risks that are involved.
This one lady I called told me that you can get cancer from doing it. Is that true? You sound like a very nice...
Cancer from it.
What?
Mm-hmm. You can get breast cancer from it. Yes, that's true.
How?
Because when you're pregnant, your breasts are developing at different stages throughout the 9 months to get ready to breastfeed the baby. Whether you breastfeed or not, the breasts don't know that, but they're doing their job getting ready. And you interrupt that process, and the breast cells are at different sizes and stages, and they're prone to cancer because of that.
Oh, okay, that sounds normal. I the friend said that, like, it really ain't good for, like, if Christian. Like, it ain't good for the Lord.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand what...
It ain't good for the Lord. Hold on, I had a question. Listen, this is a serious thing now. I'm taking notes. Don't rush me. It's my choice, okay? Now, sexual. The thing is does it burn? Hello?
Yes. Did you want to make an appointment for the north side or south?
I had some questions right now. I'm actually filling out a tablet. Does the Operation Girls? Mrs. Garrett's thing says that. Francine from the other side, does it burn?
That's what the consultation is for, is to explain things. I'm just here to make the appointments for the consultation.
Well, have you had one, ma'am?
Pardon me?
I said, have you ever had one, ma'am?
No, I haven't.
So how do you know it's...
My life.
Well, why not?
Because I've never been pregnant.
How old are you? Hello?
Okay. Did you want to make an appointment for the north side or south side?
Well, I had some questions right now. I don't like the north side because there's always blacks there. Now, does it matter if I'm on the Logogen diet?
I'm not familiar with that diet. You would have to ask the counselor when you come in.
Okay.
Can
I get an abortion?
Yeah.
Pardon me? My friend, I'm sorry for getting on the phone. My friend needs to know, do you provide abortions?
I was explaining to her that the first step is to come in for a consultation visit. We have to do a pregnancy test to verify that for our records, get her health history, go over the different kinds of procedures and the risks that are involved. If she needs an ultrasound, it's also done at no charge. I'm just trying to figure out what office she wants to come to.
Are you a bigger woman? Hello? Is that why you've never been pregnant? Are you lazy?
No, I'm not. But that's none of your business anyway.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Do you want to make an appointment at the north side or
the south side? Listen, there's nothing wrong with that. This is my friend. She's actually my partner. We bump scissors.
Don't tell her. Listen. Now, you sound like a man, but I ain't judging. Now, what I need to know is how much is an abortion at your clinic and, you know, what's involved in getting it? Because my friend needs to get rid of this thing that's inside of her.
Okay, like I explained, she's she needs to come in for a consultation.
And if you get more than one, is there like a percentage? Like if yeah, I bring her in?
More than one. That doesn't even make sense.
Well, listen, thanks. If you just use the thing to keep cleaner attachment, then, you know.
The thing is accidents happen. In my profession, I'm a working woman. Okay? That's my job is mm-hmm. to service. I service men for money. And accidents happen okay. sometimes. Okay? And that's okay.
Okay.
But I am full-blown Lizzie, personally. And I don't see nothing wrong with a plan or a plan. Okay? And I don't think
what
you should judge
do you want
me.
To make an appointment? I'm not doing that. I'm trying to figure out what office
I just feel like
yet.
Maybe, but I feel like maybe you are. And I'm not judging
okay,
you.
Okay, I'll tell you what. When
okay.
you decide what office you want to make
I'm
your
ready
appointment,
now. I was writing, but listen, I was going to sing to you, though. I was pulling up Nicki Minaj lyrics as you were speaking. Call her back.
Hello?
You said call
Hello?
Back before she hung up, or he. How did you know it was a... Well, wait, let me finish hanging up.
I guess. No, because I thought it was a gay guy, so that's why I sit there and say it.
He got so mad when you said, are you a big woman or something? What did you say?
Breast cancer, your breasts are nothing.
You know, to be honest, at first I was going to say, let's not do this because I thought, you know, but then I said, well, when they said the cancer thing, yet again,
right,
I said,
abortions.
Yeah, they don't perform because they wouldn't. Yeah, you're right.
No, she wouldn't ever tell.
We can give this to 60 Minutes, right? This is kind of like we're doing an expose. This is like real journalism, right?
God's work.
Well. I prefer that Leslie Stahl, you know, or Katie Couric. Calling back.
Duty sound.
Talk about padding it, please.
Hi.
Duty sound.
Can we see this?
Same thing. Eating. What was it that he said that you said that made him so mad? I forgot.
Are you lazy? No, I'm not.
Nobody is available to take your call at the moment.
No, take my bag thing.
What were the other numbers you gave us earlier, Debbie?
Oh, shit. And you never said Cindy Quaquet.
Didn't make any sense. That look
Cindy
was very
Quaquet.
Angry. She was pissed.
But the chat room would have got it. Okay, let's see. Is this the here we go.
What that is.
Which one?
Cruise, and you're gonna ask about duck activities.
Okay, do it.
Do they? I won't ask. I
just called the lawyer asking about a cruise.
Cruise for ducks?
Yes, a cruise for ducks or like a duck
Hello,
event.
Thank you for calling Cruises Only, America's
but this
largest
is Cruises
station.
Only.
Remember,
they
we
call
may
the bottom one.
Record this call for quality assurance.
No, ask.
If you know your agent.
Get the ducks mixed up with the facts of life.
Press 1.
You know what I mean? Like the ducks are Tootie, Natalie, Joe.
If you're calling to book between 1 Quackily. And 7 staterooms,
Jackally.
Press 3.
Mrs. Garrett is a goose.
Specialist.
Please listen carefully and choose from the following 4 menu options. For a 1-5 night cruise vacation, please press 1. For a 6-night cruise or...
If you're calling to make a Carnival booking, please press 1. If your customer happiness is our number one priority, and your feedback is very important to us.
And on the we would appreciate food your
taking
cruise,
a brief three-question survey at the end of this call to let us know how your experience was today.
Sucked so far.
Thank you for calling. Cruises Only. My name is Deborah. How can I help you?
Oh, hi, Deborah. My name is Royal, and I wanted some more information about your cruises.
Okay. Let me get your phone number.
My phone number? Okay.
Yeah, what's your phone number?
My phone number is, hold on, I just changed my number here at work. 409-206-0600.
Is that the best number to reach you?
Yeah.
Okay, what's your, and is this a 7-day cruise we're looking at?
Mm-hmm, sure.
All right, what's your first name?
My first name is Cheryl.
C-H-E-R-Y-L?
That's right.
And your last name?
My last name is Murkowsk.
Is what?
Murkowsk.
Okay,
M as in Mary, E as in ecstasy, R as in Rayad, K as in Kike, O as in Obama, W as in Wendy, S as in Snyakodoodle, K as in Cunny, and I as in Iowa.
And what is your email address, ma'am?
I'm calling, I guess, Cheryl. Cunnyhole@gmail.com.
Okay, say that again. I didn't understand you.
Cheryl, like my first name.
Mm-hmm.
Cunnyhole spelled KUNNIEHOULE @gmail.com.
All right. Now, your phone went out for a second, so I heard Cheryl, and I got the hole, but I didn't get the, what was the word in between?
Connie. KUNNIE.
Okay. And what state are you living in? I got that.
Oh, I'm in Illinois right now.
Okay. And let me ask you this. How many people would be in your room?
Well, that was one of my questions. I have some pet ducks, and I was wondering if they would be allowed to travel with me. I was thinking possibly if needed, I could get, you know, a room for each of them.
For who?
And my ducks.
Okay. No animals are allowed on the boat.
Not even therapy animals?
No.
You don't allow therapy animals at all? It trains, you know?
Yeah, they don't allow animals on there.
Not even like a seeing eye dog?
I'd have to call.
I think legally you have to let them.
Well, I was gonna say I'd have to call the cruise line, and it depends on which cruise line you're looking at, and see what their rules are for that.
I'm calling. Because my friend Madge is actually blind, and she has a seeing eye dog, so I wanted, you know, to get a room for her. But, you know, depending on, you know, if, because these are therapy ducks, I'd want them to come with me. Anyway, so let's just say hypothetically that I'd get 3 rooms.
Okay. And three rooms for what? Not for the ducks, right?
Well, one would be for the ducks.
Yeah, well, I've already told you, ma'am. I know they're not going to allow any ducks on there.
Okay, well, what's your cancellation policy?
The cancellation policy would be $100 per room.
Okay. And what about my friend Madge, who is blind and needs a dog?
What cruise line are you talking about?
I think it's Carnival. Isn't that the one that had the duty cruise? They let people have duty all over the place, but they won't let someone who's blind have seen eye dog.
I didn't understand what you were asking.
Coin. Doge. Seen eye doge. D-O-G-U-E. Doge.
Are you asking me a question, ma'am?
Yeah, so if my friend brought her seen eye dog, however you say it, so she would need a room, maybe one with a balcony for her dog.
Let me call them and see what if they even allow that, because I don't know if they really actually allow that at all.
Really? Do you want me to look on the internet?
Excuse me?
Should I look on the internet?
You're welcome to do so, but I mean, I can call the Carnival directly and find out, but I don't think they're going to allow
traveling with a service dog. Let's see here. Just got off with you. This is a wheelchair. This looks fantastic. It looks like they allow seeing a dog.
Yeah. Where do you see that?
Service dog. This is a Q&A. Yeah. Take your pet. Yeah.
All right, hold one second. Hold one second, okay? I'm going to put you on a slide hold.
I found a video of seeing eye duck.
Shut your mouth.
Seriously.
Shut up.
It's a seeing.
No blind people allowed on Carnival Cruise. No blinds allowed.
Tell her about Walls Fall Out.
I think we're going to have a three-way call with Carnival.
Ask about wheelchairs.
No.
Sing I gay.
They don't allow ugly people either.
Nobody has a seeing eye duck, except for one YouTube. I think there's a market.
And you would think they'd be really good because they got that quack. It'd be like sonar.
Yeah. You could eat them.
I would ask, would it be a problem if your friend's black? Is that the reason? No, you say it. Say, is that the reason? Because I'm black.
No, because she's black too.
That's what makes it funny.
Hello?
Hello?
Okay. The only thing they allow is a dog that's for a blind person, and that's it.
Yeah. Okay, so so blind people are allowed with their dogs.
With a dog, right.
Okay.
And they have to, you know, make sure they probably have documentation proving that, too.
Okay, so it needs to be a documented dog. Can't be a foreign Doge coin, so she can get a balcony room so that the Doge can just go right off of there.
I really don't know all the rules. I guess they would go over that with her as to how they would, you know, because you can't have the dog just, you know, going anywhere.
Can I talk to her?
Yeah. Hold on. My friend had a question.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, hello?
Hi, I'm blind. And I had her call about it, and the thing is, my dog's my life partner, so he's got to go with me. You know, he's who I chose to live with.
No, I understand that. They do allow you to have the dog.
I mean, I know the government don't see our marriage as equal, but to me, you know, he's my husband, and I don't want to go without him.
Okay, well, ma'am, that's not really an issue, because I've already stated that you can take the dog with you.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure, because I thought it was because they were judging me, because, you know, I sleep with my dog and stuff, but he's my husband. You know, I've been with him since I was a little girl. I mean, you know, we were life partners, and, you know, I don't see nothing wrong with rubbing him.
But that's not an issue, ma'am. Okay. What cruise were you looking at?
Sure. What cruise you got?
I just want to pat myself for you.
We were looking at going to Alaska, maybe, or somewhere warm. I don't know, wherever. Where you got?
Well, I need to know exactly what time period are you talking about? Because Alaska, you know, the cruises for Alaska are over for this year.
Okay. Well, what you got right now?
Well, it would be mostly Caribbean cruises, okay. And then, of course, some European cruises.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you have any that go to Hawaii? I'd love to go visit my friend Oprah. She's got a few houses on Maui. Love to go on her private road.
Well, I just need to know some specifics. What date are you talking about going?
It don't matter when, but I ain't working now. Mm-hmm. Give me the best cruise you got.
All right, Hawaii for Carnival is not, they don't have any right now for Hawaii. So, I mean, how soon are you talking about? You talking about going next week?
Make sure you ask her about ducks, Cheryl. I want to see lots of ducks. I want to feel them. I don't want to see them.
Okay.
I just love the way they sound.
Ma'am,
yeah.
I'm trying to keep this on cruises, okay? But do you want to go next week or do you want to go next month?
Next month.
And you said you're in Illinois. So were you wanting to go from, like, say, Texas, or were you wanting to go from Florida?
Florida.
And how many days were you wanting to go?
Put a miniature stallion and take it and rub and pat myself for it. That'd be a nice one.
Off the phone.
Sorry.
Ma'am, what date were you talking about going?
Next month, and for a week.
That's correct.
Okay.
All right, so we're talking about on the Carnival Conquest, leaving from Miami.
Conquest, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes to Honduras, it goes to Mexico, Grand Cayman.
Do they filter the water? Because I don't want that Montezuma's Revenge. I had that once and in the most horrible diarrhea.
The ocean is not going to be filtered.
Okay. So do people get that duty, like the duty cruise? I don't want that.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You know when people got the norovirus. On the cruises, and then they had the diarrhea, and then they ran out of supplies, and they had to poop in the bags. Didn't you hear about diet?
No, I didn't.
Oh, is it all you can eat?
It's a good question.
In the internet, is the internet fast on the cruise, or is there charge for that? I like to look at the pictures of miniature stallions and pat myself.
There's charge for internet. All right,
how much?
The price of the two. I don't know, ma'am. It depends
well,
on what
amenities first. Are in the room first. I'm writing it down in my top right pad.
All right. Well, let me just tell you what the price is. The price the of
money's not a problem. Go ahead.
It's $1,567.55.
Okay.
That's for two
15,000.
No, that's 1,500.
Okay. What kind of room is that?
I'm sorry, say that again?
What kind of room is that?
That's an inside room. That's all they have available on this one, since you were trying to go
down. No. We need a balcony.
All right.
We need a large room. I'm a celebrity. I need a large room.
All right, so looking at...
Yeah, she is. Yeah.
12.
Okay.
Yeah. Died in a car wreck. Yeah.
You're my mouth. Go ahead. Sorry.
All right, so looking at the 12th of October...
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they don't have any balconies either. All right, hold on.
Girl!
All right, so looking at the
20 girls.
Okay.
Sharon, when you get off the phone, please tell me.
Balcony, right?
I'm
so
trying
looking
to find...
at a balcony. Looking at a balcony guarantee, the price would be.
Ma'am, we don't need a balcony. I can't see. I told you, Sharon, it's a waste of money.
The other lady just asked for a balcony, ma'am.
But I can't enjoy it, and I don't want to pay for that.
Your dog is going to. To go to the bathroom. Now shut up and get off the phone.
Well, I tell you what. Why don't you all decide what you want, and you can give us a call back.
How much a balcony costs? How much it costs?
It's $1,200.
Okay. That's the large room.
That's the balcony.
Okay. And what kind of bed it has?
It would have either a single bed, two single beds, or it would be made into a queen or a king size bed.
Okay. I would like a king size.
Did you want to go ahead and book that?
I'd also, does it have a flat screen TV?
Yes, it does.
And what kind of, does it have somewhere to store my my suitcase? I need to hang up my dresses.
All the rooms have closets.
Okay, and what about, do they sell Depends on board?
Do they what?
Sell Depends undergarment.
That's something that you probably need to bring.
Okay.
Because I can't guarantee that they would sell that on.
And how long is the cruise?
It's a 7-night cruise. Starts on the 19th, ends on the 26th.
Sometimes this Alan puts the boy between my girls.
Shut up. So I'm going to need probably like 4 large containers of Depends.
Okay,
how many suitcases can I bring?
Ma'am, we need to keep it on for cruises, okay?
Yes, so but how many suitcases can I bring? How many suitcases?
Ma'am, do you want to...
Is there a charge on the suitcases like the airliners?
No, there's unlimited suitcases.
Oh, so I could bring all the Depends, okay?
You just have to make sure that you carry out your own suitcases when you leave. That's all.
Okay, someone can help me.
And this ain't going anywhere near Ebola outbreaks, correct?
No. Ebola is over on the other side of the world. This is in the Caribbean.
Okay, good.
Now, there are some people in this country that have it.
Lower cap them. Dark.
All right, so did you all want to go ahead and book this room?
No, yes.
You said yes?
Yes, and do you have a policy about noise?
Noise? What kind of noise?
Well, do you have quiet hours? You know, if my friend Debbie is, you know, loud with her partner, is she going to
What credit card did you want to put this on?
Is she going to get in trouble for that.
What credit card did you want to put it on?
And one question is, let's just say theoretically, what would happen if maybe, you know, Sharon was caught with one duck? Like, just hypothetically speaking.
Ma'am, you can't bring a duck on the board, on the ship.
But I'm just saying, hey, you're not involved. It's in a purse. We sedate it. Nobody's got to know.
Okay, ma'am, I've already answered the question.
I'm just saying, if we choose to do that, you won't get in trouble. It's our choice.
You probably will not go on the ship. They will probably have.
But they won't know. Not if we heavily sedate it.
Ma'am, I've already told you the answer.
Well, you told me no, but it's still my choice as a God-fearing American, right, to choose if we're going to.
Okay. Did you want to book the room, ma'am?
Cheryl's going to. I don't work. I haven't worked since the school for girls has closed. Natalie, Job, Blair, and Tootie all left me.
What credit card did you want to put it on?
The Diners Club, I think it is.
We don't take Diners Club.
Oh, who doesn't take Diners Club?
We don't.
Huh. What kind? Well, what do you take? Take Amazon credit? You take Bitcoin?
Excuse me?
Do you take Bitcoins?
No, ma'am. We take regular credit cards.
Okay, how about Dogecoin?
Okay. I tell you what, it doesn't sound like you're really ready to book, so why don't you just give us a call
back. I would like to use Dogecoin because a lot of it's
cryptocurrency. I've already told you we only accept regular credit cards, okay?
Okay, but...
So that's the only thing that we can take. If you
what do you pay? Because
you
don't
want to use the major credit cards, then, you know, we can't...
How much do they pay you an hour, honey?
I'm going to pat myself for you.
Okay. Because you're not able to...
Have a great evening. Thank you for calling Cruises Home.
I'm going to leave a bad review on the thing after this.
Thank you for taking the time to complete our survey.
Yes.
Feedback helps us to ensure that
we
every
didn't do
call
the survey.
Is to the very best of our ability.
Hold on.
Please...
Oh, God.
You let us do this survey.
We're not doing no damn survey. It's time to go to bed. It's 11 o'clock. Oh. Fucking ducks.
What if we sedate the duck?
I wanted you to say, well, what if my friend Deborah, she quacks in her sleep, but, it's not a duck. She just quacks.
It's never real. Look, it's just a bunch of ducks super glued together to form a body of a person. It's grandma.
Was grandma small?
Grandma small.
She had a large nose. All right, so we're just going to do the money, and then we're done. Somehow, an hour of the show is missing, so I'm going to have to pull it off the video. The problem is that's probably going to take me all week because I'm fat and lazy. So don't be bugging me. When are you going to post the show, Madge? When are you going to post the
show?
I'll post the show when I'm good and fucking ready.
When are you going to post the show?
Doesn't matter. You're getting your money now, so who cares? Really.
Dogecoin.
What is this Doge? I don't understand Doge.
Dogecoin.
What is that?
It's a cryptocurrency.
I've never heard of it. I think you were saying like dog Doge.
I was. But
did you make that up?
D-O-G-E, and then when you see a video about Dogecoin,
okay,
you pronounce it Doge.
I'm sorry I asked. Can we just go to the money? Get your spreadsheet out, Cheryl. Ready?
Concerned. Okay.
You ready? Or do you not want money?
I'm ready.
So we're going to start from September 10th because we did our last payment September the 9th. First of bail. Well, first, Matt P., he was black. He gave us $30.
Take me.
Nolte B., got unblocked from my Facebook account since he gave us $10. A.K.A. a certain salad ingredient. Okay. Crab vagina. Oh, my goodness. What? $100 from crab vagina.
Wow.
Crab vagina.
Bam.
Oh, I always said I like that, mate.
Looking good. Crab Vagina gave us $100.
Oh, that's the best.
What the fuck? Seriously? Oh, wait a second. You guys. Oops.
don't you dare.
No, those are things I already paid you.
What?
What?
Yeah. No. I didn't. My last payout was not September 9th. My last payout was September the 14th.
That's right. I'm looking at it now.
Damn it.
So
somebody needs to make up for that. Real quick, come on. Somebody come on.
Fuck you.
But anyway, we still got a...
we're still thankful from you, Crab Vagina, for last week.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
Matt, thanks for the 10, sweetie.
And Vince L., who gave us $50 last week, and everybody
else.
Thank
you, Vince.
And everybody else. Now I got to log back into my goddamn shit. Hold on.
Make sure to show it to everyone and do key logging.
I love how like neither of you pointed out the fact that I was.
I did.
Yeah. Okay.
I didn't say. Too busy patting myself.
The padding is good. I like the padding. I like the padding a lot. That's really good. So we're starting on the 14th then?
Yes, the 14th was the last one.
You sure?
Yes, I'm looking at it. 9/14/14. You sent me 97 cents.
So we start with the 17th, which is you have still blocked me on Facebook. I told Cheryl I would donate if you posted this before I got to the gym for my run. It went up when I got back. I'm donating anyway, blah, blah, blah. Please make email announcement list for live drums since I don't use Facebook anymore. That's a good idea. We should have it. Cheryl, get it. Anyway, Nolte gave us $10. Duck Slurry gave us $5.
There's a service you can get. I'm sorry to interrupt. Shut up. Where you can send out, listen, email and text, like all these alerts at one time.
Dave C. gave us $15. And then there's this new person. There's a new person. Her name is Natella. And it has a note. I love you, Imagine, Cheryl, and Deborah. Your podcast makes me feel like home wherever I go. Ooh, you must live in a nut house. Okay, she gave us $10.
There you go.
Our friend Kellades, recurring payment,
$25.
Wow. Jeff S. Shut up! Jeff S. Jeff S. recurring payment of $10.
Quack.
Quack. Oh, Dylan gave me money, but it says for Madge only. Oops. Mark.
Dylan. Fuck you.
Damn. Mark C. 20. Pelkel. 10.
From Sylvia.
Sure. No, the next one. This is from Sylvia. Anonymous, 15. Grant B, 20. And that's all. Wow.
Where's that 100?
You already spent it on your iPhone 6.
Oh, it's so big it's invisible.
Can you believe they've upgraded that fucking phone and did not improve the battery life?
Well, they did on the 6 Plus.
The thing's the size of a goddamn, you know,
penny.
Depend. I don't know.
The thing is, why they make it thinner? They could have just kept it the same size and longer battery.
What did Leo LaPorque say about it? Which kind does he have?
He got both, of course.
Why did he need both?
I don't know.
He's bad.
Weird.
Which one does he like more?
One vent in each pocket.
Which one does he like more?
He said the smaller one, because it's more. It's like the Moto X.
Oh, you mean he has both apples? I was saying, does he like the Apple or the Moto or the Android or what?
Well, he was on Android, but he said he would go back once this one came out. So now he's talking about switching.
Did you get a donation from Edith?
No.
She said she
sent him one.
Well, she's sending it now. Then it goes. Then I didn't get it yet. That's why. I'm not holding back from you.
Yeah.
I don't see it.
Earlier you said something about 65. What was that?
Yeah, that was kind of weird.
65? No, because I was counting everything from today so far.
Oh, no.
God, you little bitches are so fucking suspicious. We can go through it all over again if you'd like to.
You're a Jew.
So are you.
Oh.
I hope not.
Okay, she said she sent it.
Hope y'all like my mustache. Do y'all listen to everything I tell you?
25 from Edith. Thank you very much.
The egg lady.
Oh, Cotton. Do you know I have that whole script memorized since I was about 16? The entire script.
You know, I was watching that the other night.
I've seen it probably 150 times.
I was watching you the other night, Kane.
Okay. Can I tell you a movie to watch, though, you have to see with Elizabeth Rossellini, because it's so fucking weird?
Didn't we have a reoccurring pain from Brian T?
Who's that? Who, P?
Brian.
Oh, Brian. Yeah, we do. But I think that was probably last time. Yeah, that was September the 14th.
It hasn't popped yet.
Wait a second. When did I pay you? I paid you on the 14th.
The 14th.
So that I already paid you out.
Yeah.
I know. Okay, so 55.
God, you're such a fucking...
55 each.
Jesuit. 55 each?
Yeah. No coins?
That's it after all that?
Yep.
Well, it wasn't the best.
The calls were pretty legendary, I thought, though. I was cracking up.
I was, too.
I hope I
it
find...
It was the best. But it's okay, because we'll probably never do any more since that's all we got. We're not going to support ourselves, and we'll die of starvation.
As long as I have enough to pay for Starbucks, I'm happy.
Yeah, but now you have a job. If he does.
No, I don't have a job. You know I don't.
You said you have a job.
Shh!
She was joking.
Yeah, I was. My job is
that's
to be...
she was talking about going back to...
I'm a housewife. She didn't want to do that. I was a housewife. I'm a housewife for Trotsky.
Chipotle.
Waffle House.
I'm sorry, 55 did you say? You're not leaving until I pay you. 55, right?
Like a prostitute.
Yeah.
It's not over until he pays. She.
Thank you.
Ma'am.
Yes.
Okay, I'm paying Deborah first because she's being a little more polite, though more annoying today.
Even though I brought in a lot of business to this company. A lot of ad revenue. In stock options to this BPO
company.
You'll be surprised at the end of the year when you see how much we made.
You'll be surprised at the year when I leave you two bitches for my own protection for BPO.
Yeah, and half of it goes to taxes.
What about that guy that...
Christ.
What about that guy that that's starting his own company?
Half of it goes to taxes, Mary.
This?
Yeah.
No, this is friends. Giving friends money. Right. Friends help friends.
Hello.
I'll just turn it under. When I'll file as Adam.
Oh, okay.
Dumbass.
So the thing is, Madge, when you eat more and your body burns,
mm-hmm.
your
true.
Body creates anger. Now, what I'd like for you to tell me is how it is that your body can be so big without you eating.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Then you're burning. Andy.
What?
Andy.
What do you mean somebody was...
Shut up.
Oh, take me, Davenport, take me, take me, make me home, yeah.
Is this where I'm over yet?
I just want to stress that this is a fictional program and every topic discussed is fiction.
Obviously.
It has no bearing on reality whatsoever, and everything is fake. Even the calls are fake. What?
I was going to say, that it takes a lot of writing and staff meetings to do this production.
That's right.
And so I would hope everybody would enjoy the quality, although fiction, enjoy the quality and what we bring to the table.
I'm real.
And I would like to say especially thanks to Mike V for giving me his cock ring. I mean, Oprah bracelet. I will cherish it.
Yes, she does it smell.
Yeah. Even though I can't get it to fucking line up. But that's okay.
Well, you need his key to make it. If
cock?
You know what I mean. Yeah. And I'd like to say my real name on the show.
He could be my grandchild.
Utters.
He could be my great-grand. I got 8 grand Kia.
East Ready was filmed in front of a live studio audience. I made that.
We should do that. Yeah. Except you two won't be able to be there.
Yeah, we can.
How? Oh, you'll do those big masks?
No. Like, I think, seriously, I'm thinking maybe we can get the a certain someone that did some production on Cheryl's video to do a video avatar for us.
Okay, but I was thinking, you know how they do like Daft Punk and that DJ, yeah, that horrible DJ, they put disguises on? We could just put a big bobblehead on each of you.
Yeah, but it wouldn't work for sure because she's morbidly obese.
Yeah, that's true, in RL.
So,
but we have to do something for the 10th anniversary of Yeast Radio next month, or November, not next month.
We get a video made with all of us through the nice production company that CGI's us.
Well, what I want to do is I want to get
the production company, remember that?
You know? I want to get contributions from all the people who have ever been on this show, because all of them but you two hate me now. So it's going to be a challenge. Can you imagine? Everybody that's ever been on the show that used to contribute and stuff?
Even, you know who?
Shrock Bella?
We can get that one, but I'm talking about, you know, Madam Murray.
Oh, she's so high. Yeah, she would. No, well, I don't know. It'd be interesting to find out, but it's not going to happen because I don't really care.
Okay, I have to go to sleep.
Madonna.
Good night, ladies.
Madonna, yeah.
Good night,
ladies. Good night, Mel.
Good night, ladies. Amen. Thanks again.
Good night, Andy Mel. I mean, oh, sorry, Deborah. I gave your identity away.
Shh, don't say my name.
Andy Melton.
Can you imagine all these little babies flopping around on limbo? Come on.